Cheney has finally stepped forward and shouldered the blame in the hunting accident last weekend that left his friend wounded. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live with the story.
The White House now hopes Dick Cheney's remorseful comments will clear the political smoke over the shooting.
Well, you can't blame anybody else. I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
For Cheney, it's an indelible memory.
I fired and there's Harry falling. And it was one of the worst days of my life.
The vice president told Fox News Channel's Britt Hume he has no second thoughts about the way the incident was disclosed.
I thought that was the right call.
What do you think now?
Well, I still do. I still think that the accuracy was enormously important.
But Cheney confirms the White House pushed him to go public. Shooting victim Harry Whittington, by the way, remains in stable condition at a Texas hospital, Chris.
Peter, the hunting incident seems to have pushed the VP's other problems to the back burner the past few days.
Especially that CIA leak case story, but there are new questions about that now. In the interview, the vice president said he has the authority to declassify government secrets. That raises the possibility that he gave the go-ahead for former chief of staff Louis Libby to release sensitive information to reporters. Noting that he could be called as a witness, Cheney declined to say whether he gave that authorization, Chris.
The curious and the angry come to the police station in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, as accused double murderer Neil Entwistle, extradited from Britain, is brought in for booking.
It's a good thing they do have a bulletproof vest on you.
Entwistle, a British citizen, is charged in the shooting deaths of his American wife and their infant daughter. His lawyer, Elliot Weinstein.
We will plead not guilty. And from that moment forward, all of our efforts will be to see that he receives the fairest of trials with the expectation of him being exonerated.
New research says a regular regimen of calcium and vitamin D has only limited value protecting against broken bones, but most experts say, keep taking those pills. Now, who's right, CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv?
Apparently both. The New England Journal of Medicine has the biggest study of this.
You were both disappointed and surprised.
Dr. Norman Lasser, one of the researchers, finding not much protection against osteoporosis for all women over 60.
But there were a couple of important subgroups that did benefit significantly.
The pills did help women prone to hip fractures and those who always remembered to take the pills.
I don't think the study should send the message to women that they should throw their calcium away or stop taking them.
Dr. Lasser says the supplements do more good than harm. Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari is upset with the latest images showing prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib 3 years ago. The Iraqi government condemns the torture, he says, but he also notes those responsible have already been punished. The Powerball machine cranks them out, but not a one matched all six numbers needed to win the multi-state lottery game's $300 million jackpot. So the kitty's going up, way up, says Powerball spokeswoman Sue Dooley.
On Saturday, the drawing will be an estimated $365 million. That will be the largest Powerball grand prize amount ever.
Good luck, everybody. It's 3 minutes after the hour. Despite the daily barrage of disturbing news from all over Iraq, correspondent Harley Carnes has found one heartwarming story of hope.
In a country some say is surely headed for civil war, in one of the hottest cities of them all, there is a dramatic, even surprising move for peace. The country, Iraq. The city, Fallujah. Residents there are planting thousands of olive trees. 250,000 is the goal by April. The Cultural House Group calls it a peace message to all Iraqi cities to cast away all the sectarian and ethnic issues and hold together. Sunnis and Shiites planting olive trees together in Fallujah. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, slick, wet roads and backsplash, the big issues for your morning drive. Eastbound I-70 also seeing some trouble at I-25. Have a car that spun out and hit the retaining wall there. But other than that, we're still pretty quiet. Southbound I-25, starting to fill in just a little bit around the north end of town near 84th Avenue. 225 and the Turnpike, they're looking okay at the moment. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93, they're still pretty quiet as well. But keep in mind, it is icy. You want to give yourself plenty of time. Scrape off the car, get it warmed up before you head out today. Under the forecast, going to be a cold one. Highs only in the 20s. It's 16 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Al Franken.
You know, you go out, if you go camping and you look at the stars and you look at nature, you can't help but think something, there's something here. But I also do it like, if I sit down to write something, you write a good joke, I think, and it just came from somewhere. There are jokes that you write that feel like they're written by God. Okay, that sounds like...
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
They were not plowed this morning.
They weren't, were they? That's the second morning in a row now we've had snow like that, and it hasn't been plowed. Not that it was, you know, a bit bad, because at the time I was out, and maybe a lot of you were out, that there, or you have yet to go out, but, I mean, at the time we were out, there was not a lot of cars. So the chances he's slamming into somebody or skidding across an intersection or whatever, I mean, if tragically that did happen to you, there was nobody out there, so that was a redeeming value. But I think the roads are going to get a little slippery as time goes on here, a little sloppy. So we'll have Bailey here to check traffic all morning long, and my advice to you is get a little bit of a head start here this morning. All right, it's the hour of no power, and there is, I say this every morning, and this morning it is really true. There is so much out there. I could do literally 4 hours on any of these given topics. 4 hours I could do on any of these, and some of them tie together. We have the Dick Cheney situation. You heard Cheney talk yesterday. He was with Britt Hume of Fox News. Now, you didn't think he was going to go to a press conference where anybody could ask him any questions. He had to go to a friendly environment, which is what the Fox News channel is. I mean, it's basically a house organ of the Republican Party. And Britt Hume really didn't beat the crap out of him question-wise. He asked him a few questions about things and about his side of the story of the hunting situation. Yesterday, when we were talking about this whole story, got calls from people who were disgruntled at the fact that we were covering it and thought that there were more important issues to talk about. I tried to couch it in the fact that this demonstrates the arrogance of this administration, and it demonstrates the arrogance of Cheney, who believes that he should be able to do things his way, that he's above the law, that he's above reproach. There's all these scandalous accusations going around. Some of them are hilarious. Some of them are tragic. The blogosphere is great entertainment in the afternoon. If you have time, you're one of these people you want to steal time at work, say, for instance, act like you're busy at work, but in reality, start cruising around the blogs and read some of the stuff that's on there. Everything from the hunting accident was Cheney's Chappaquiddick in that he had this... I feel bad for repeating this story, so I'll make it sketchy. That he had this diplomat there. She was a female, and that what in the world were they doing together at this particular hunting situation when this accident happened, and even though there were 10 people like there? And where was Lynn Cheney when all of this was going on? All right, I read that on one blog. Another one was the story about the beer. That originally everybody was told that they had Pepsis. And is Pepsi a good GOP drink? You know, the only reason I ask about Pepsi being a big, good GOP drink is because Richard Nixon was the head of the Pepsi-Cola Corporation at one point. He was the CEO in between shots at the White House. Anyway, that they had Pepsis. Then it turns around and Cheney admits that, well, we had a beer for lunch. I had a beer for lunch, which, you know, excuse me, fuels the speculation that, well, the reason that they withheld the story and that the story wasn't given to the press and that they didn't talk about it from some 8 to 20 hours later was so the alcohol could wear off. I mean, as much as I dislike Dick Cheney, and I really do dislike him on a policy level, and I'm sure that I would dislike him on a human level as well, even though I've never met him, I'm not nuts enough to go for the idea that he was drunk. That he was hunting and that he was smashed off one beer. Particularly since he says, and this, and it isn't true, somebody could come forward and they could say something about it. They could say, well, wait a minute, he's not giving the correct timeline, this isn't right. That he had a beer at lunch and that they didn't start hunting until 3. But even if you drank one beer and then went to go hunting, would one beer affect you like that? Would that make you careless? In one of my rare moments of watching the Situation Room on CNN, which I try to stay away from, because the only decent people on the Situation Room are Jack Cafferty and Zane Virgie, who hasn't been on this week. She hasn't been on this week. Paul Begala, who I love, brilliant Democratic strategist, good guy. We've tried to get him on the show, though. He's very hard to get on, but he's wedded to CNN, but he does a marvelous job. He started raising the whole thing about drinking and hunting, and I thought, well, yeah, okay. And I just couldn't buy it. But here's a little bit of what, let's play some clips. Here's a little bit of what Cheney had to say. And by the way, this is not going to be an all Cheney morning, okay? Because there's also the news out there, which is, I find to be very disheartening, and I want to talk to you about this. Not that I want to be the bearer of bad news here this morning. But House Majority Leader Alice Madden announced yesterday that she's not going to run for governor. And we had called her yesterday to ask her what was going on. And was told nothing. Which is neither here nor there. So now it's Gary Lindstrom versus Bill Ritter. And we'll get into that a little bit later on in the morning. But here's some of what Cheney had to say to Britt Hume.
Ultimately, I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line. And it's not Harry's fault. You can't blame anybody else. I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
Right.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. I fired, and there's Harry falling. And it was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life.
All right. I mean, there's Dick Cheney talking to Britt Hume about what happened. We've got more cuts. We can play them. 303-713-7600. You accept Cheney's explanation? You find anything wrong with it, or do you accept his explanation? If you want to challenge him or challenge conventional wisdom on this, I guess you can go ahead and do it. No, I don't guess. You can. Here's my bottom line on this thing. And I don't mean to choke off the carotid. I don't mean to apply a chokehold to the carotid artery here 17 minutes into the hour of no power, which will then cause all of you not to pick the phone up and not get involved, which is so crucial and key to the program. But my bottom line on this is, they handled the story wrong. They should have got out in front of it. Cheney is a secretive guy. He's full of arrogance. This is something typically that he would do, that he doesn't need to do what he needs to do. He only needs to do what he thinks he ought to do. And then at the end, if you read the transcripts of the Britt Hume interview, he thinks that he did the right thing all the way down the line, which is standard policy for this White House, both the vice president and the president, never copping to a mistake, never saying that they did anything wrong. Other than that, to me, and unless you have some, and I would love to hear from you if you think that I'm wrong on this, other than that, to me, this case is closed. I mean, I don't think there's any hanky-panky there. I don't think there's anything more than an accidental shooting. I just think they mishandled the story, that's all. And Cheney has been criticized by Marlon Fitzwater, who was a former White House press person, spokesperson, had Scott McClellan's job at one time. Ari Flasher, who had Scott McClellan's job at one time, said it was badly handled. There's been others that have come out and said it was badly handled. There's been members of Congress who have come out and said it was badly handled. That's the worst thing you can charge this vice president with, is badly handling the story. And maybe you can tack on a writer you can tack on a writer that the guy's arrogant. I mean, that the guy's basically arrogant, and he basically feels that no matter what happens, he's not enough of a public figure and not enough of a public concern that he owes you or I or anybody else an explanation for his activities. 303-713-7600. All right, you agree or disagree? Get off your half moons. Get plugged into the program. If you got something to say about this, now's the time to do it during the hour of no power. Do you thumbs up on Cheney or thumbs down? Do you accept his explanation, or do you want to challenge what he said? Do you accept what I say, or do you want to challenge what I've said? It's up to you. 303-713-7600, 619, 19 after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are dealing with slick roads and backsplash this morning, so you want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, seeing some trouble, eastbound I-70 and I-25 have a car that spun out, hit the retaining wall, so expect to see lots of emergency crews there. I-25 already bunching up, coming out of the Thornton area, busy from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike, then it opens up a bit as you head into downtown. 225 and 6th Avenue actually move along okay so far this morning, and around town, it's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Lots of people heading out early. The Turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and keep in mind you want to give yourself plenty of time and get bundled up as you head out.
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you.
A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean Carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust, Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of ScotchGard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now.
Genushewa Brusha. Now he skates for the gold that eluded him 4 years ago. Don't miss the final chapter of Plushenko's saga that began when he was 11 and moved away from home on his own to train 1,000 miles away. And medals are up for grabs in a brand new Olympic event, the snowboard cross, as world champion Seth Westcott of the U.S. races in the wild Rock'em Sock'em race down the super slick mountainside. You've got to see this wild event to believe it. Plus, how about headfirst down the run at over 60 miles per hour, 3 inches off the ice? That's skeleton. You can experience the thrill in your own living room when the women slide for gold. A new night, a new hero. Be there for all the excitement. The Olympics tonight starting at 7, only on 9 News, where news comes first.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Rod Stewart. Good stuff. Or is this a Rod Stewart sounding like band? No, this is Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart and Faces. Hey, good morning. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today. 22. Snow out there. Please be careful if you're out driving. All right, we're trying to nail a lid. Does that sound right? We're trying to put a nail in the lid or the nail in the coffin of the Dick Cheney incident. 303-713-7600, whether you buy this or not. One thing that did come out, and I'm looking around the transcripts for it, and I'll find it. Is where Hume is asking him about declassifying information. And he's talking about how he has the power to declassify classified information. And you know something? I'm not sure that that's correct. I'm not sure that he has that right to do that. I don't know what the law reads. Here's the question from Britt Hume. Let me ask you another question. Is it your view that the vice president has the authority to declassify information? There's an executive order to that effect. There is? Yes. Have you done it? Well, I've certainly advocated declassification and participated in declassification decisions. The executive order, you ever done it unilaterally? I don't want to get into that. There's an executive order that specifies who has classification authority and obviously focuses first and foremost on the president, but also includes the vice president. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody should look that up. And, of course, that gets into that whole story about him declassifying information that Scooter Libby later then disseminated. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Ryan on the cell. Oh, Ryan dropped off. All right, we got two lines open here at 303-713-7600. We have people on here, but they have apparently decided to take a hike. So we'll go to Barry in Arvada. Barry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, it occurs to me that the real issue here is, once again, the press has been led off on a false scent. They're chasing all over this Cheney shotgun story, while the pictures of Abu Ghraib just barely make it onto the radar screen. I saw those pictures on the BBC, and one of those pictures reminded me so much of Giles Corey during the Salem witch trials. That man's being pressed to death. And that's all I'm going to say today, and I'm going to turn the radio back on. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I saw those Abu Ghraib pictures, too. They were on CNN this morning. There's also another story that's bubbling around out of Iraq that's worth noting, too. And it's just now starting to get coverage on the wire services. This is something the media ought to be looking into. Iraq's interior minister has launched an investigation into claims that a police death squad has been operating in the country, a top official said yesterday. Meanwhile, attacks around the country killed 10 people, including 6 Iraqis who died in a car bomb in Baghdad. Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari also condemned the latest images of detainees abused in the U.S.-run Abu Ghraib prison, but noted that those responsible had already been punished. But, you know, there's death squads running around in Iraq. That runs counter to a lot of things the administration tries to tell us. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Robert. Turn your radio down and go ahead.
Yeah, listen, it's been a while. I'm a regular caller, but I decided to chime in on this whole Cheney action. You know, as much as people loathe and despise Cheney and what he's done and what he stands for, and he, you know, he's a human being, and I think that it's just time to put this whole thing to rest. I mean, there's more important issues to face right now. You know, don't hate the guy. It was an accident. You know, I think you're right. I think plain and simple it was an accident. Whether it was 30 yards or 30 feet, you know, and to have, you know, conference and presses over something like this, I think it's ludicrous.
Well, the worst thing I think you can say now after all of this has gone down, the worst thing is that he's arrogant, is that he's self-centered, is that he believes that he can do whatever the hell he wants to do and is basically not answerable or accountable to anybody. He's shown that in numerous actions, and he shows it again with this. That's the worst thing on this incident that you can say about him. There are some other peripheral side questions. One of them would be this, and somebody brought it up yesterday. God bless a caller who called here yesterday and brought it up and got way out in front of the curve on this deal. If this were you or I who were involved in this kind of a situation, do you think we would be allowed to talk to law enforcement officers the next day, or would we have to talk to them right then and there?
That's a good point. It would be right then and there, I'm sure.
All right, so why does he get a pass? Because he's the Veep?
Well, yeah, he's preferentially treated, and I think specifically for that reason. And it's unfortunate the way that this story was misrepresented and mishandled and came out. But if you're going to hate the guy, hate him for his involvement in Halliburton still. Hate him for the kickbacks he's still getting on, quote, the company he's not involved with, or for the no big contracts, or for the, you know, the disclosure of Scooter Libby. I mean, there's so many more reasons to go after this gentleman. And I think this whole story, I'm not saying it was a created diversion, but I think with the way society is, I think it was a diversion. And
well, you know what made it a diversion? I'll tell you what made it a diversion. It wasn't that it was created. It did happen. A man was injured. A man was shot by, you know, the second in leadership in this country. You know what made it a diversion? The fact that they tried to sit on the story. That's what made it a diversion.
Right, correct.
Had they called the Associated Press or CBS or the J. Marvin Show right off the bat and said, hey, man, here's what happened, and we had an accident, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Right, I think you're right, Jay. You know, I think everybody knows what this gentleman's about, and his you know, demeanor and his arrogance has shown through. And you know, there's nothing much more to say about it, but I think it's time we move on and get on with the real issues and let this one go.
All right, man. You got it. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Speaking of getting on with issues, we're going to talk about this in the next 30 or 40 minutes. But coming up after 7 o'clock, I got a couple of issues. One of them is Homeland Security and the Katrina situation. We'll talk about that. And also, I want to talk about the gubernatorial race, too, on the Democratic side. One line open at 303-713-7600. And do we have time to take another call, or should we just go zip off and get some traffic? You want to do it? It's up to you in there, in the control room. Do I sound rather subdued here this morning? Do I sound subdued? I am kind of subdued this morning. I'm going through one of these periods here, and people have sent me emails about this. I'm changing meds. And when you change meds, anybody who's gone through this, when you change meds, you go through like a really rough time. So I go through these emotional ups and downs where I'm extremely excited and happy, and then I'm sad. And it's that whole bipolar thing that I'm wrestling with. And I know I've been making Mary's life hell. And Mary, I know you're home listening to me, and I love you. And I'm just trying to do the best I can here. And hopefully next week or the week after, my level will come up on this new medication I'm taking, and things will kind of even themselves out. All right, let's do a little traffic, and then we'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 6:30, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snowing out there. High today only about 22. Bailey's going to clue you in.
Yes, I am. Have lots of people heading out early this morning, so it's already a busy ride as we deal with these slick, wet roads. Now, southbound I-25, it's slow coming out of the Thornton area. Rod will open up just a little bit as you get down past the turnpike. Now, crews are still working to clear the spin out. It's eastbound I-70 at I-25. And the turnpike already running really heavy eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, around town, it's icy and things are getting busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. And checking out the forecast, as you were just saying, it's going to be a cold one. Highs only in the 20s. We're at 16 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
Ready to save big? Come into the President's Day sale at Sears. Thursday through Tuesday, all home electronics are on sale. And save big on home appliances. Ready to hit the road? All tires are on sale. And check us out online at Sears.com for more great savings. But hurry, these deals won't be around forever. So come in Thursday through Tuesday to the President's Day sale. Get a big start at Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 2/21/06.
I promise a new coat of paint.
Stainmaster carpet on every floor.
Guys, enough campaigning.
This President's Day weekend, come into Lowe's for great values on the best brand names. Now through Monday, purchase any 1 gallon of Olympic Premium interior paint and get a $5 mail-in rebate, or 5 gallons and get $20 back. Also get 20% off all special order Stainmaster carpet. Discount does not apply to in-stock carpet.
Between now and the 20th, use your Lowe's consumer credit card on any purchase of $2.99 or more and ask for special financing for 12 months. See store for details.
Good values are important.
Hey, no debate there.
Another way Lowe's is improving home improvement.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 22, with some snow. J. Marvin with you. Hey, listen, I forgot to remind you about this. AM 760, Progressive Talk, the Larimer County Democrats are giving you a chance to bid on a seat at my table. Sit with Mary and I. As we see Joe Wilson speak and have dinner together, that's with Mary, Marvin, and me, Jay, if you can put up with it, at the Larimer County Democratic Dinner that's coming up Saturday, March the 18th. Place your bid now on AM760.net. You know, if there's anybody from the Larimer County Democrats listening, I can't find my invitation. to go. I hope they just let me in the door without one. All right, we're talking about the Cheney situation. Back on the phones, and let's go to Robert in Boulder. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Robert.
I appreciate your disclosure about your mental health issues. I really appreciate your honesty. It makes a difference to a lot of people out here.
I just believe in telling what it is. I mean, you know.
And it's such an antithesis to our administration and their lack of disclosure. You know, that's the thing that just irritates me so much about the present administration and this issue about Cheney this weekend. Because on a certain level, yes, the issue was the issue, and it does come to an end, and there are much more important issues. But it certainly, to me, is just it represents all the things that sort of get under my skin about misrepresentation, mismanagement, and lack of disclosure.
Well, I was watching him yesterday on one of these file footage, one of these file footage things that they run,
right,
while they were reporting on the story. He's signing some book or something like that. And I thought to myself, here is a guy who really does want to be king. Here's a guy who really, really feels that he is above the rest of us, that what he does has consequence only to himself and his own beliefs, that it has no consequence to any of us, and that whether it's not discussing something like this that happens where the public has a right to know.
That is exactly how I felt yesterday.
To his energy commission stuff, I mean, that energy group meeting thing that he had, he just doesn't have to explain anything. I mean, that's where he's coming from.
And when he shared yesterday on that interview on Fox that, it was the worst day of my life and it was like the closest you'd ever see Dick Cheney come to an emotion, it's like, well, what about the thousands, tens of thousands of Americans that he sent to war that have to experience that every day?
Yeah.
Shooting another human being.
Yeah.
And the arrogance that he has that, here, I'm going hunting during a time of war, something just rubbed me wrong about that. But I do agree the huge amount of, with those other callers, that there's a huge amount of other issues that deserve a lot of attention,
Yeah, I agree, but I also agree with you that this is symptomatic of a bigger problem in this administration. Robert, thank you, man. Have a good day and stay warm.
Ciao.
All right. Let's go to Ryan on a cell phone. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I actually just wanted to say I actually believe that going after this issue has been kind of damaging for the Democratic Party, and the reason why I say that is because I think that so far we've been trying to take the moral high road on this, and I've listened to a lot of the people come in and start saying things about Cheney, and it seems like a backstep for what we've been trying to do and take this moral high ground. And for me, it was really kind of a sad thing to see why all the people were going against him. Now, I do understand that they held the story for 24 hours, and I think that that was probably not a good idea. And I do think that the cops should have interviewed him within, a few hours of the incident happening. But the fact is, this was a mistake that happened, and believe me, I'm no Cheney fan at all. But, to go after a guy because he shot somebody who was a friend...
The guy probably still is his friend, but
yeah.
I think you're missing a couple of really important points.
Yeah,
there's about three ways to look at this situation. The first is to look at it is that it's just another celeb, trash talk story.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another way to look at it. Then there's a way to look at it that there's a certain amount of accountability on everything that goes with people who hold public office. I mean, certainly the Republicans over the years have tried to make this point over and over and over and over and over and over again until most of us are sick of their moral lectures and their platitudes. All right? And then the third thing is that, as just as the last caller said, it's a symptom of a bigger problem. And Dick Cheney should know, and anybody who runs for office, public office, should know, that there's a certain amount of accountability that comes with having that job that you have to answer to the American public. And when you're involved in a shooting incident, whether it's an accident or it isn't an accident, the American public has a right to know exactly what the hell went on. You give up that part of your life when you enter, quote-unquote, public life. That's, that's a big thing. And then to turn and act otherwise, like no peasants. You know, what we don't, I don't owe you an answer until I decide to give you an answer. That's also, is also going to make people mad. And then there's also going to be a certain amount of people out there who are going to run around on both sides of the political spectrum that are going to engage in gossip and trash talking about the guy. Well, you know, did he have a, was there a woman there with him? Where was Lynn Cheney? How much did they have to drink? I mean, all of those things. But there are legitimate questions to be asked, and it is a legitimate point that when you become the president of the United States or the vice president of the United States, or even a senator or a congressman or a congressperson or even a mayor or a governor or whatever it is, you know, you're involved in something like that, like a shooting, you got to come forward, man, and answer and tell what the deal is, or people are going to get upset.
Well, again, I agree with that point. The one thing that I am saying is that there have been a lot of people just saying things like the blog that you mentioned, well, there was a woman there and all this other issue and all these other issues. And to me, that's against the liberal agenda because we are going back to, we should be going back to the moral standpoint where, or the moral high ground, where we believe in a good, accountable government and something that is more, you know, open to the public. And right now it seems like we're opening our personal lives, but we're not opening our government.
But your life is not personal when you're in that position. That's number one. And number two, I don't think that that's a necessarily a liberal or conservative trait. That's a human nature trait to engage in speculation about famous people. I'm just going to throw this caveat in. I'm just going to throw this thought in, and this is just me, nobody else, okay? Sometimes I think we make a mistake by going on the moral high ground. Sometimes I think we make a mistake. Sometimes I think we don't press hard enough. Sometimes I don't think when you've got an open bleeding wound going on there, sometimes I don't think we don't press our thumb in there enough and try to cause enough damage. Because you know something? We're certainly getting it done to us on a 24/7 basis. And you know what? There's not any... to me, sometimes I don't feel this way all the time. I'm torn about it, but sometimes I feel like, you know what, we ought to be striking back just as bad. Because I'm going to give you, I want to ask you one question. I want you to answer me truthfully about this. If this were Al Gore and not Dick Cheney, if this were John Edwards and not Dick Cheney, and finally, if this were Bill Clinton and not Dick Cheney, do you think that my buddies in the right-wing media down the hall, what do you think they'd be doing?
I know they'd be going after him, but that's why I'm a member of the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, but that's also why they control both houses of Congress and are sitting in the White House as well. I think you should seriously think about some of that. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, cheer up, okay?
I'm working on it. I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
I know. Well, you know, I just wanted to chime in real quick. I think, you know, Cheney, this reminds me of the way George Bush handled the Katrina story and the way he insisted on deflecting any responsibility or shouldering any of the accountability over mismanagement of the response to Katrina for days and days afterwards. And then finally, when there was such a hue and cry from both Democrats and Republicans saying, hey, you need to get out there and kind of, you know, take your share of the lumps over this deal. Then he finally came out and said, well, you know, to the extent that we might have, you know, mishandled things, I take responsibility for that. You know what I mean? And Cheney did the same thing with this deal. I mean, you're right. It's just this imperial hubris, you know, that
well, they're always extremely secretive, and they always operate on a need-to-know basis, and it's their need for you to know, not your need to know what's going on.
Right, and the way he hid behind Scott McClellan's skirt and McClellan coming out there and saying, well, you know, Whittington broke protocol by stepping out of the line, you know, and he just stood back there and didn't say a frickin' word for 4 days, you know. I just thought that was really lame. But you're right. It's time for us to move on. And I think it is, you know, pretty much the story's dead. I don't think that he was drunk or any of that stuff. You know, it was just an accident. But the way he handled it, if he was half the man that he expects all those poor kids he sends to Iraq to be, you know, he would have gotten out there the very first day and said, hey, I screwed up.
Yeah,
and
you know
really,
something?
I
yeah.
really feel bad.
Yeah,
know?
But this administration's got some kind of thing about that. No matter how big or how small, they can't ever come to the forefront and go, you know what, we blew it, unless they're under intense pressure like Judge Chertoff was
Chertoff.
Yesterday. You know,
exactly.
He's an example, and Bush was an example, you know, after... you know, his part in the screwing up of Katrina and New Orleans, unless they're under a tremendous, tremendous,
exactly.
tremendous pressure, they are never, never, never going to say they did anything wrong. They're never going to come forward, and they're never going to be open about anything. And so now we got to know that we got two problems going on here. We're working with an administration where we got a private information out of them, and we've got a Congress that is overwhelmingly in their control, and that Congress sits day after day. And whether it's Abu Ghraib, whether it's weapons of mass destruction, whether it's Plamegate, whatever you want to go down, you go to all the way down the list, they declined to investigate anything. Hey, Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Well, I was almost going to hit the wrong button there. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600, 645, 50 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, good to have you along, and we'll take more of your calls here. Is this the end? Is today the end, the total end, the finish of the Cheney story, or do you suspect that there is more to this? And maybe I should also throw in the question, I mean, what does this tell us about the whole Cheney the administration, about the administration, about Dick Cheney? What does this tell, the way they handled this, what does this tell us about them? And any other conclusions or questions you want to draw. 646, 14 minutes in front of 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are dealing with slick roads and backsplash this morning, so you want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, see in some trouble. Eastbound I-70 at I-25 have a car that spun out, hit the retaining wall, so expect to see lots of emergency crews there. I-25 already bunching up, coming out of the Thornton area, busy from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up a bit as you head into downtown. 225 and 6th Avenue actually move along okay so far this morning. And around town, it's busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Lots of people heading out early. The Turnpike flows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And keep in mind, you want to give yourself plenty of time and get bundled as you head out. It's going to be a cold one. Highs only in the 20s today. We're at 16 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus. Featuring four tires for sets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats have your chance to bid on a seat at Ambassador Joseph Wilson's table during the Larimer County Democrats dinner on Saturday, March 18th. Log on to AM760.net to place your bid now.
Can't stand George W. Bush? Do Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
648, 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, thanks for joining us here. This morning. Well, it's snowing out there, and maybe it's not the kind of day you want to get out. Maybe you just want to get to work and take care of business and get home and try to make it all in one piece. But you're interested in buying perhaps a clean, late model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV. Well, the best place to go in Colorado is Rockies, and you know something? You can do it online by simply going to RockiesAutos.com and checking out their inventory right there. What will it cost you? And you know what? It's a great way to screw around at work, too. Nobody's watching you. You can zip on the Rockies site and go car shopping. Get pre-approved for a car loan as well. Rockies Autos, man, they've got it all. And every car is totally and thoroughly checked out with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Really a pleasure to get on here every morning and talk about Rockies. They've been big backers of the show and big backers of the station, and they're just good people. So go out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers. Go out there and see Spanky. Go out there and see Colby Harris. Go out there and see Isaac Harris. Go see all the folks working out there at Rockies. They'll definitely take care of you. Rockies Autos is going on 25 years in business. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But once again, if you want to go pre-shopping, go to RockiesAutos.com, check out the inventory, check out their business philosophy, and see if there's something you like. Then get on down there and visit them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Big sign out there on the front on Federal. And I'll see you out there on Friday.
Start your weekend off right with a little Midnight Madness this Friday night at CompUSA. Find fantastic deals on the latest technology every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's Midnight Madness this Friday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
Uranium from Africa? Not a female CIA agent. Exposed! Lied into the Iraq war. Ambassador Joe Wilson's all in Larimer County on March 18th. Go to LarimerDems.org for details. That's LarimerDems.org.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The five of us who were in that party were together all afternoon. Nobody was drinking. Nobody was under the influence.
All right, there's Dick Cheney talking about what went on there at that ranch in Texas and the whole quail hunting incident. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock, last morning probably to talk about this at 303-713-7600. And just your feelings about the story. Do you accept what Dick Cheney has said? Do you accept what he says? Do you believe what he's saying in the interview with Britt Hume and Fox? I figure that the worst crime here is mismanagement of the story. And arrogance on the part of the administration, and nothing more. And so I assume today is the last day, that this is where it ends, and then we move on to other things. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, or maybe you don't accept it. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Doing real well. Hopefully this will be the last morning, because I've been feeling like Groundhog Day. Every day I drive to work, I turn on the radio. Cheney.
Yeah.
The next day, Cheney. I mean, I don't like this administration at all. I don't like Cheney. I don't like Bush. But just listen, the last 4 days, I think there's a lot of people out there who really think that these guys are like the incarnate of evil, like are really just evil, horrible people. You know?
Well, I don't know if they're in the incarnate of evil. You know, here's one of the things I think about them. I think you and I would agree, I think a lot of people would agree, that their policies are wrong. Would you agree there that their policies
are
wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
All right. But what I think adds insult to injury is the following things. One, that they lead such insulated lives that they really have no idea how you and I and how other people in this country think and feel. Why? Look at what they do. Look where they go. Look who they speak to. Cheney doesn't go to MSNBC, he doesn't go to CNN, he doesn't go to CBS, he goes to the House organ for the Republican Party, Fox, and gives them the interview. If he appears somewhere to make a speech, it's in an insulated environment. Guys like you and I are not going to get in there unless we keep our mouths shut. Same thing with George W. Bush. Exactly same thing. Okay, never appears any place where one of us could walk up to him and say, you know, could you please explain to us why it is in the State of the Union address you talked about getting off energy addiction, and then one of your cabinet members turned around not 24 hours later and said that it was only a suggestion and that you weren't serious about it? I mean, you can't ask the guy any. I mean, we'll never have that access. So I think that infuriates a lot of people. I think that makes people extremely, extremely angry. And then the last component of this, and I want you to consider this last component. The last component of this is that right now we have no checks and balances in the country because we have a Republican-controlled Congress that declines to get in and investigate things and abuses that keep coming up that we keep hearing about. So people are packed in all spaces emotionally like dynamite, and they just want to blow, and they want to blow at anything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, though, to moving on, because, you know, I keep thinking, if this had been Clinton and the same thing had happened, the tables would be turned. We'd be defending him, and the Republicans would be attacking him. So he seems
you can bet damn well the Republicans would be attacking him. The only difference would be is that the Republicans would. The only difference would be is that the Republicans would have some kind of a congressional investigation. Look, you know what? Let me lay this on you to consider. You know, I never thought about this until I heard this story yesterday. You know, at the height of Whitewater and when all of that stuff was going on, and Monica Lewinsky and everything else that Clinton was being leaned on. Hillary Clinton came out under all of that pressure and granted interviews. She did it because she was forced to.
Right, well, no one's forced to.
And she did it because it was the right thing to do. And that's the exact opposite of the way this administration operates in this vice president.
Sometimes I wonder, do they know the difference between right and wrong, or do they really not? You know, I often wonder.
You know, I speculate on that, too.
And do they really think they're right, or do they think this is wrong, but, you know, who gives a damn, we're going to do it anyway?
I think I don't know. I think that's really an interesting question. I mean, their actions indicate that they think that they're right and they're going to do it anyway. I think one of the biggest things is look at the denial of global warming. How do you deny that?
Oh.
I mean, how do you deny that? Like, that doesn't exist, and then you, like, go into NASA and you start, like, sitting on scientists with political appointees? I mean, how does that work, man? They got to know that's wrong, don't you think? Oh, we lost him. See, you know what? You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't if you sit here in this chair. Because there are times where I think that these people sincerely do not care and that they don't give a damn. And they don't give a damn whether it's right or it's wrong. It's their agenda. It's what their friends want. It's what their supporters want. And it's what they want. And they're going to do it come hell or high water. Then I think, no, you can't possibly be that amoral. So the other example must be that they must believe this stuff that they turn out. That there's no such thing as global warming. And that if science doesn't fit the political agenda, then hey, science doesn't get heard. Such as in the case with the guy working for NASA. That was in the New York Times here 2-3 years ago. All right, I got about a minute, I think. Do I have a minute? Here? All right, who can sum this up? Who can sum this whole thing up in a minute? Let me go to Jim on a cell phone. Jim, you're on AM 760. You got 60 seconds. It's yours. Do it.
Jay, I just wanted to point out that Dick Cheney presented himself as a victim, and I'd like us all to think about a victim that I know. His name's Patrick. He got half his face blown off by a booby trap in Vietnam. He was a draftee. I volunteered while George Bush and Dick Cheney were coward draft dodgers. So let's think about the people that are coming back from the Middle East wounded that will have their lives destroyed by these two. Thanks, Jay.
All right, Jim, thanks for your service to the country, and thanks for the call. All right, coming up, we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to look at Katrina and we're going to get into the gubernatorial race, and I got Salazar appearing with Bush out there as an interesting sidecar to discuss this morning as well. Michael Chertoff on the grill yesterday in front of the Senate. Let's find out how hot he got burned, maybe I should say how well done. That's coming up here on AM 760. Thanks for being here.
Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like 3-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more amenities, more choices, more value. period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Like 4 stars in Chicago? Travelocity price $169. Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $205. Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
I don't think it was a criminal act. It was a mistake. It was an error.
Morning after reaction to Vice President Cheney's mea culpa.
I think he is very sorry, and he's apologetic.
He should have probably been more forthright right off the bat.
After days of silence on his hunting accident, the vice president told Fox News Channel it was his fault and his fault alone.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
CBS's Peter Mayer standing by live with reaction in Washington.
Frank, the White House now hopes this interview will diffuse the controversy over how the shooting was disclosed. Veteran Republican political strategist Ed Rollins believes the interview ended the immediate uproar, but he sees a longer-term challenge.
I don't think it's a lasting issue. I think it's just a series of, you know, things that this administration has done that makes it look like they're not always forthcoming.
Vice President Cheney confirms key members of the president's staff had urged him to go public sooner. The president's spokesman indicates he would have handled the disclosure differently. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
These are the photos the American government doesn't want you to see.
Australian television is showing previously unseen shots of American troops physically abusing or humiliating Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib and allowing one disturbed man to slam his head against a metal door.
The soldiers chose to film him several times from different angles rather than try to prevent his self-harm.
CBS's Kimberly Dozier has reaction in Baghdad.
Iraq's human rights minister is calling for all Iraqi inmates to be transferred from U.S. military authority to Iraqi control. He says he's worried in particular about the detainees at Abu Ghraib prison after the latest pictures appeared from abuse at the prison some 2 years ago.
A doping scandal could be brewing at the Winter Games. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
Olga Pilova from Russia had won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer individual biathlon. Now she may lose that medal after testing positive under Olympic rules. 2 tests are performed. If both tests come back positive, Pilova would lose the medal and also face a possible 2-year suspension.
Where Alzheimer's disease is concerned, being well-educated can be a two-way sword. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
People with more years of education have, on average, more brain cells, so if they do suffer dementia, the effects won't be noticeable early. Columbia University researchers find a little bit of protection from Alzheimer's for people who finished college and grad school.
It won't stop you getting it, but it means that you'll get it later.
Dr. Jane Saffel, who studies Alzheimer's in England, she notes for some reason among the highly educated, when dementia does begin, it gets worse a lot faster compared with most Alzheimer's patients. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, the Hammer and Nail Brigade had its hands full last month. A report the government put out a short time ago says January housing starts were up 14.5%. That's a 33-year high. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Kiki, that was a beautiful program.
Thanks.
You can still accomplish every skater's dream, winning the gold medal. What did you say, Kiki?
I'm going to be an account temps financial specialist.
But you could be working blade to blade with your heroes.
Bob.
Bob?
Bob from account temps, the gold medalist in financial staffing.
Did you hit your head in that fall this morning?
No, coach. I'm going for the gold with account temps.
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Homes sold by a real estate professional sell for up to 16% more compared to selling on your own.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent. Sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
slipping and sliding all over the place this morning. You want to give yourself plenty of time to get to where you're going. And we're just getting word that Boulder is on accident alert. So if no one is hurt and the damage pretty minor, well, they're asking you swap information and report the incident later. Now, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're all seeing a slow go. Just getting word of a crash on J Road near 75th. And the turnpike now running heavy eastbound from Sheridan over towards I-25. In Aurora, stop on 225. We're loaded up in both directions there, and we have a semi and a snow plow tangled up. That's westbound I-70 approaching Floyd Hill. Have a rollover working as well. I-76 at 136th, and car that hit a pole. Stop on Santa Fe. This one's sitting near Evans. And checking out the forecast, it's going to be a cold one today. Snow showers throughout the afternoon. Highs only in the 20s. We're at 16 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus. Featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
Only Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. Hotels give their unsold rooms to Hotwire.com, and they sell them at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Hotwire.com.
Start your weekend off right with a little Midnight Madness this Friday night at CompUSA. Find fantastic deals on the latest technology every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's Midnight Madness this Friday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Be careful out there. It is snowing, and a high today, 22. So if you're out there, watch it. It's good to have you along here. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yesterday, before I get into what went on yesterday, let me remind you, AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you a chance to bid on a seat at my table. Sit with Mary and I. That's the Larimer County Democrats gathering. Joe Wilson will be there, and he'll be speaking. Sit with us at the Larimer County Democrats dinner Saturday, March 18th. Place your bid now at am760.net. So go to am760.net to place your bid. All right. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, Judge Chertoff, on the spit yesterday. How bad did he get burned? We're going to go to talk to a gentleman who knows about this stuff very, 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 very well. As a matter of fact, he's had experience in this area quite extensively. And I bet you that when he was looking yesterday, I bet you he's glad that it wasn't him. George Haddow served as Deputy Chief of Staff and Director of the United States Federal Emergency Management Agency during the Clinton administration. He was responsible for the policy formulation in the areas of disaster response, recovery, public and private partnerships, public information, environmental protection, and disaster mitigation. And George, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
I bet you're glad that wasn't you sitting in front of Susan Collins yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. It would never have been. We actually had things working in the 1990s under James Lee Witt and President Clinton.
All right, James Lee Witt is widely regarded as just being a marvelous, marvelous head of FEMA. And before we get into the whole Homeland Security FEMA merge and that, all of that stuff, most people have looked at Witt as just really being an effective administrator, a good leader, a good guy. And from your perspective, what exactly did, knowing what you know, having worked with him and for him, what exactly did this administration do that was totally and completely wrong?
Well, I think it starts with leadership. And one of the things that, the most important thing that made James Lee Witt effective was the fact that President Clinton believed that the federal government had a critical role in helping Americans in a time of crisis. And he believed that in order for FEMA to fulfill its mission, it had to be a top priority of his administration. And he made it that, and he modeled that behavior by making James Lee a member of his cabinet by hiring James Lee in the first place, the first and still only experienced emergency manager to ever manage and direct the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. And I think that was critical. And I think also what was critical is that this administration doesn't believe the same thing, and they don't believe it's a priority for the federal government to be in a leadership role in emergency management. And by deconstructing FEMA's capabilities, by submerging it in the Department of Homeland Security and marginalizing its mission, it also led to the, you know, disenfranchisement almost of emergency management at the state and local level, and the result is Hurricane Katrina.
All right, is this an understatement? Here's what I heard. Not only was FEMA taken out of a cabinet position under this president, but it was put down somewhere in the basement in the Department of Homeland Security, where it used to be that if James Lee Witt needed something, he could pick the phone up, say, for instance, and call the Pentagon and get an immediate response. When it was merged and when FEMA was taken and put down there in the basement, Michael Brown, he could pick the phone up, but there would be nobody on the other end to answer.
Exactly. I mean, James Lee Witt, because he was a member of the president's cabinet, had a personal relationship with Secretary Cohen of the Department of Defense. And if we had a problem, which we never did, with the Department of Defense, he could pick up the phone and call Secretary Cohen. Michael Brown obviously had a very severe problem with the Department of Defense on the very first days of Katrina. And I bet you when he picked up the phone to call Secretary Rumsfeld, the person at the other end of the line said who and hung up.
Oh, wow. All right. Yesterday, Judge Chertoff flatly rejected the charge that either the Department of Homeland Security or the White House were disengaged as the storm started to deluge New Orleans and leveled much of coastal Mississippi. Do you agree? How can he defend that? How can anybody agree with what he's saying?
I don't see how. I don't see any evidence. I don't see any evidence that they're engaged today. The president is mysteriously detached from this disaster, as evidenced by his lack of attention to it, his interest in it, and the inability of him to marshal the resources of the federal government to help the people in New Orleans and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I don't understand a person who's responsible for directing the federal response, as Mr. Chertoff was, going to bed one night not knowing what's going on, waking up the next morning finding out what's going on, and still going to a prearranged meeting in a different community. This is the largest storm to ever hit the shores of the United States, an enormous disaster. Most of America knew what was going on Monday, and it seems like he didn't know. Chertoff didn't know till Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Yeah, one of the charges against him is that he waited 2 days until after the storm hit to activate a national response plan, and for appointing Michael Brown, the then director of FEMA, to lead a federal response effort, despite Brown not being trained to take on the role. I mean, why did he wait for 2 days?
Because he wasn't engaged. It wasn't on his radar screen. He was not hired as the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to worry about hurricanes and earthquakes and other natural hazards. He was hired to prevent a terrorist act from ever occurring on the American soil again. And that's a very legitimate mission for him and for the Department of Homeland Security. But by marginalizing FEMA's mission at the same time, they left the country susceptible to what happened in Katrina.
You know, one of the things that he said yesterday is he marshaled this as kind of a defense. He said that, well, you know, you can't escape the fact that you're talking about Katrina, that this storm was of unprecedented magnitude. And that's true, it was big, but that doesn't let him and Michael Brown off the hook for what went on, for the 1,000-plus lives lost in this situation and all the damage.
No, this is their job. This is what they're supposed to do. This is what is laid out in the plans. This is the agreement they have with the American people, the agreement they have with state and local emergency management and other elected officials. They're supposed to respond to this, and they're supposed to be available. And the size of the disaster can't be used as an excuse. It's the same thing as blaming the victims.
Are you shocked that Chertoff still has his job?
Yes, frankly, I am.
I mean, what does that say about this administration, that people who seem to get in these incompetent situations seem to be able to hang on?
Well, I think the conventional wisdom is correct. If you're loyal to the president, he's going to keep you no matter how well you perform or how badly you perform.
I still also don't, and maybe you do, but I also don't understand what the reconstruction plan is. I don't think there is one, is there?
No, there is no plan. I mean, there's no consensus plan, and there's certainly no leadership at any level in terms of how they're going to rebuild New Orleans, how they're going to rebuild the Gulf Coast region.
So what are they going to do? We're just going to let it sit? Is that what's going to happen? New Orleans is just going to die as a city?
Well, there's some people in this country. Someone mentioned to my wife the other day in San Francisco that she thought New Orleans was gone. So So I think there's an acceptance that possibly it's gone. I think half the country believes that it's already back on its feet. So I think what's ultimately going to happen is the city is going to rebuild itself. I'm from there. I grew up there. And I think the people are going to come back eventually, and they're just going to build it on their own.
Without the help of the feds.
Without the help of the feds and with limited help from state and local government. I think they're just going to do it on their own. But a big date is April 22nd when there's an election for mayor in New Orleans, and we'll see how that changes the course of this reconstruction.
Do you think Negan has a chance to win re-election?
Anything's possible.
All right, if I were to ask you three things, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but if I were to ask you three things, if I were to say to you, George, you've served before in the past, your country needs you now, give us three concrete things that we could do to fix the FEMA situation, what would you say?
Well, the first thing would be that the president would take FEMA out of the Department of Homeland Security with the agreement of Congress, because Congress set it up that way. The president would reestablish FEMA as an independent executive branch agency whose director reports directly to the president. The president would elevate the FEMA director back to cabinet-level status, and the president would make it very clear by plowing resources into FEMA that one of his top priorities in the next 3 years is to reestablish and rebuild the emergency response capability in this country at the state, local, and federal level.
We're going to head back into hurricane season again. What are we going to do? I mean, none of this has been rectified so far.
Not that I can tell, and I think they've got an added problem. The acting director of FEMA, Dave Paulison, has made it clear that he wants to move on, and they've offered the job to at least four or five experienced emergency managers, none of whom have accepted the job.
They don't want to get near it because of the way the system is set up?
They understand full well how the system would work, because all of them worked with FEMA in the past in the 90s when it did work, and they don't see that structure in place. And critical to all this is they don't want to work as the FEMA director when they don't report directly to the president.
Mm. So we'll sail into the hurricane season yet again. New Orleans not rebuilt. Levees not effectively taken care of. No plan for any of this stuff. What happens if we get another Katrina-sized hurricane come our way again?
Well, luckily you're in Denver, and it won't make any difference to you. But
it's
going to make a big difference to people along the eastern seaboard of the Gulf Coast, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I think if I'm in Denver right now, I'm worried about whether there's going to be a giant snowstorm or any other the natural hazards or a terrorist attack in your area where you rely on the federal government. If you're the mayor or the governor and you say, I need the federal government to help me, and you turn to FEMA, do you really believe what's going to come out of the mouth of the FEMA director or the director of the Secretary of Homeland Security when they say, yeah, we're here to help you?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you, I've sat back now since Katrina happened, and even before Katrina, but now more so since Katrina has happened, and watching these hearings unfold every day, I'm absolutely shocked that there is anybody out there who believes that this administration is in a better position than anybody else out there to protect us from natural disasters, from terrorist attacks, from any kind of catastrophic emergency, because they couldn't even come close to handling this hurricane. And then on top of that, they have no post plan for fixing anything that went wrong.
No, I think they believe the American people need to just go it on their own, and effectively they desert the American people in a time of need.
All right, unbelievable. Unbelievable. George, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate you getting up and being on the program.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's George Haddow. He has served as Deputy Chief of Staff to the Director of the United States Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is FEMA, during the Clinton administration, and he was responsible for policy formulation in the areas of disaster response, recovery, private, public and private partnerships, public information, environmental protection, disaster mitigation. He's one of the principals of FEMA National Disaster Mitigation Initiative, entitled Project Impact, and I mean, the list just goes on and on. If anybody knows what they're talking about, boy, it was George Haddow, and we thank him for being on the program. 718, 18 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Well, Alice Madden says no. Now what? I'll take your calls on that and a whole lot of other stuff, too. Stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning dealing with wet, slick roads, so you want to give yourself plenty of time to get to where you're going. If you're in the Boulder area, we're on accident alert, so if no one's hurt and the damage pretty minor, just swap information and you can report the accident a little later on. Now, crews are working to clear a crash on J Road. It's near 75th. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal and Highway 93 are all loaded up, and the turnpike running real heavy eastbound from Sheridan over towards I-25. Now, in Aurora, up on 225, we're looking at brake lights as you head into the tech center. And we also have a semi and a snowplow. They're tangled up westbound I-70 approaching Floyd Hill. A rollover working for you on I-76 at 136 under the forecast. It's cold out there. Highs only in the 20s today. We're at 16 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Top three reasons I'm celebrating President's Day with a paintbrush. Number three, the votes are in, and it's unanimous. We're painting the den. Number two, it's time to trade in Colonial White for Cherry Tree Red. And number one, I'm saving $20.
Through February 20th, get $20 off 5-gallon buckets of Behr interior and exterior paint, waterproofers, and stains. And $5 off 1-gallon cans, only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Tonight, Olympic action starts promptly at 7. Over 135 million viewers have watched the Torino Olympics so far. And everybody's talking about the performance turned in Tuesday night by three-time world champion Yevgeny Plushenko of Russia. Now he skates for the gold that eluded him 4 years ago. Don't miss the final chapter of Plushenko's saga that began when he was 11 and moved away from home on his own to train 1,000 miles away. And medals are up for grabs in a brand new Olympic event, the snowboard cross, as world champion Seth Westcott of the U.S. races in the wild Rock'em Sock'em race down the super slick mountainside. You've got to see this wild event to believe it. Plus, how about head first down the run at over 60 miles per hour? 3 inches off the ice. That's skeleton. You can experience the thrill in your own living room when the women slide for gold. A new night. A new hero. Be there for all the excitement. The Olympics tonight starting at 7. Only on 9 News, where news comes first.
Top three reasons I'm celebrating President's Day with a paintbrush. Number three, the votes are in, and it's unanimous. We're painting the den. Number two, it's time to trade in Colonial White for Cherry Tree Red. And number one, I'm saving $20.
Through February 20th, get $20 off 5-gallon buckets of Behr interior and exterior paint, waterproofers, and stains. And $5 off 1-gallon cans, only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Oil is the lifeblood of your engine, and AutoZone is the place to go for the oil you need. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil plus any Fram oil filter in stock for a special low price of just $10.99. You heard it right, only $10.99. So change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles and get more life out of your car. And get in the zone. AutoZone.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Dr. Mac Rebenack. Dr. John. Wrong place, right time. Right place, wrong time. I don't know. All right. It's close anyway. I got close. High today, 22. Snow. Please be careful out there if you're driving. AM 760. Progressive Talk. There's a number of things left to talk about this morning. We're young into the program. And I got to bring this up because, for me, this is a big disappointment. And we've kicked this around numerous times. If you look at the Denver Post this morning, and I didn't get it from the Denver Post. Somebody sent me an email last night indicating that this was the case. House Majority Leader Alice Madden announced yesterday that she won't run for governor, urging her supporters to instead back Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter. It was a very personal decision about the time I'm in my professional life and my commitment to the House. And the majority that we reached, Madden said, I feel like we're moving Colorado forward, and it's going to take all of our efforts to maintain the House and the Senate and the governor's race, so Democrats should be working together. Madden had been considering joining the Democratic race since Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper announced last week that he was not going to run. And after Hickenlooper's announcement, of course, Democratic U.S. Senator Ken Salazar endorsed Ritter and urged state Democrats to back the candidate. But some Democrats seemed committed to floating a candidate who supports abortion rights. In fact, last year, Madden of Boulder said it was important to approach other Democrats because Ritter is an abortion foe. On Wednesday, she said she would continue talking to Ritter about the issue. Obviously, if it was a big problem, I would have thrown my support for. I wouldn't have thrown my support for him now. I would have waited, she said. She also said that she heard that Ritter had moved a bit on the issue. Ritter said his stance is unchanged. It's not part of our agenda to change the law, and our agenda is this. It has to do with reducing unintended pregnancies. I think that's part of it, that people understand differently than before. This according to Ritter. Madden said she could have raised the money needed for the primary. I asked her that question when she was here and was not pressured to get out of the race, even by people who didn't think I should do it. Senate President Joan Fitzgerald, who cut a $500 check for Madden's potential campaign, said she was disappointed but understood. Fitzgerald said she was not prepared to back Ritter yet, but if he's the Democratic candidate, I certainly will. That's kind of where I'm at. Ritter's only other Democratic opponent is Gary Lindstrom, a freshman state representative from Breckenridge, who said Wednesday he remained open instead running for re-election to his House seat. All right, well, what's your take on this? 303-713-7600. I kind of feel like Joan Fitzgerald, but I don't know who else can jump in there other than Gary Lindstrom. And but I feel like she does. There's just something about Bill Ritter, this whole you get into the other side of this. The flip side of this is, all right, so if Bill Ritter is the acknowledged front runner, and if we want to keep control of the state, do you just back him regardless? And so I guess this boils down to the age-old question, which we've asked on the show a million times before, which will be debated a million times in the future, is a woman's right to choose a central issue in a gubernatorial campaign. Is that a make-it-or-break-it situation for you? And once again, do we get into this whole kind of thing about party unity versus party diversity? So in other words, Gary Lindstrom is out there, and I happen to like him. But it would be better to have no primary challenger at all, even though yesterday I was talking about the fact that I like primaries, and that primaries to me seem as American as apple pie, and that the idea is that you get into the process, whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, and you participate in your party's primary, and you see who's out there, and you choose the person that you want to vote for, that you see them want to be the standard bearer, or do we automatically fall in line and just anoint somebody because unity is the way to win? And we can also drag in the third party component, which I got blistering emails yesterday about this, about my feelings about third parties. That on the peripheral, yeah, you know, sometimes they can make a difference, but in reality, they never win. And they only cost you. So in other words, there's no way in this day and age with as much of the GOP, much of the GOP breathing on your neck and my neck, both state and federal, that I would ever opt to vote for a third party. There's just no way. I wouldn't do it. Because to me, it's like giving it away to the GOP. So all these questions are out there, cement mixer style. And I feel like I got to talk about Alice Madden not running. So do we line up behind Bill Ritter? I have nothing against Bill Ritter personally. I mean, I think he's a nice guy. Andy, woman's right to choose happens to be a big thing for me. And it's a big thing for me because it's hooked into a lot of issues. It's hooked into a lot of issues of privacy, the right to privacy, the right to choose. I see it as being very, 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 very important, although I get email from people who tell me, look, you know what, you're overestimating the importance of this, and one of the reasons why you're overestimating the importance of it is because it'll never end up in the governor's lap. So what are you worried about? Well, I do worry that it does. But then, so I got, you know, for me, politically, I'm disappointed that she doesn't run. And I don't know who else other than Gary Lindstrom would jump in here. Andrew Romanoff said he's not going to do it. So who else is out there that would take a shot at this? Good Lord, maybe we could get Gary Hart to run for governor. Anyway, your reactions to Alice Madden saying no, and your feeling about the gubernatorial race on the Democratic side in the state of Colorado. And if you want to weave in the arguments about third parties, you can weave that in there, too. I'm open to all of it. And we'll thrash it out with your phone calls at 303-713-7600. Do you wholeheartedly now willing to endorse Ritter? Do you want to... One thing I'd want to see. Here's one thing I would really like to see. Okay? Regardless of whatever decision you make and whatever decision I make, I'd really like to see this happen. I would like to see Bill Ritter debate Gary Lindstrom on this radio station. Or maybe for them to have a series of debates in public so that people could get to know Gary Lindstrom a little bit better. I don't think that that would be a bad thing. I really don't. And is there any of you out there who think that that would be a bad deal? Of not having, you know, that these two shouldn't debate? I mean, this brings another another question into the mixture here. Are there those of you out there who believe that Gary Lindstrom ought to get out? And that we all ought to line up against Bill Ritter come hell or high water, never have the debates, never have any choice in the primary, never have any of that. And, you know, I'm not talking around in circles here. What I'm doing is I'm openly speculating on the air. And a lot of talk show hosts don't do that. A lot of them deliver a party line or deliver the way that they feel. And they get on the radio and they say this. Bang, 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 bang. This is the way things are. Now, if you don't agree, you people, you call up. But you know what? I like to openly speculate. I like to pull things apart and look at all sides. And ask numerous questions. And that's exactly what I'm attempting to do here this morning. And you want to know something? If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're a moderate, and you're listening to this show, because you got bored with whatever else was on, you know, on the dial, and you just happen to catch us here at the 760 spot on your radio dial, you can call in as well. Because you're going to have a primary going on over on that side, too, between Beaupre and Holtzman. Even though Beaupre, I believe, is in the lead on the Republican side. You know, then the other thing is, too, boy, see, I introduce all of these caveats. I keep introducing all of these things. Could you imagine Bob Beaupre as the governor of the state of Colorado? Ugh. I don't know. I don't know. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. 303-713-7600, 730. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snowing out there. It's kind of messy. And Bailey has got the radar eye on the situation. Bailey, what's up?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. Tough ride for you this morning. That snow just keeps coming, and we're dealing with backsplash, icy roads, and a few accidents around town. One on J Road near 75th, then watch for three cars tangled up on Highway 287 at Dillon Road, and now a new one, South Boulder Road at 76. Now, the turnpike running heavy in both directions, in and out of town, and through Broomfield and Westminster. And Aurora southbound 225, just crawling from Colfax down through the Tech Center. Top speeds there in the 20s. And we do have a semi and snow plow. They're still tangled up westbound I-70 approaching Floyd Hill. Also have a crash now in the median on C-470, one's near Santa Fe. So as you can see, you want to slow it down a bit today. On to the forecast. Well, it's cold. Snow's good.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you've probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts
and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Go on RockiesAutos.com. And every car at Rockies is thoroughly and completely inspected, safety checked. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they got great people working at Rockies. I talk about them all the time because they're my friends. They really are. The Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, a couple of crazy and wild guys, and also Fred Labrato and Colby. And they're just a ton of good Donnie, good people working out there at Rockies Autos. Rockies is going on 25 years of being in business. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Not some nameless, faceless corporation. They're right there every day to talk to you. Been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. So check them out online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there and see them at one convenient location. And, I mean, it's a convenient one at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss a big sign out there in front. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I'll see you out there on Friday.
The Larimer County Democrats are at it again, and you're invited to the Democratic event of the year. Ambassador Joe Wilson tells his story live at our President's Day dinner March 18th in Fort Collins. For details and reservations, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org.
What is your time worth? Do you want to clean gutters and downspouts? It's not only hard work, it can be dangerous. But what's the alternative? I got a whole new gutter that never has to be cleaned. Leaf Guard. Designed to repel leaves, twigs, and debris. A one-piece seamless gutter system customized on-site and pre-finished to match your decor. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems, eliminate them. Leaf Guard.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete Leaf Guard system.
Wasting money? You can save up to 45% on your energy bill every month. I'm Jeff Kingery for Odyssey Windows, the affordable triple pane window. Go to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on with Jim Morrison and the Doors. 735, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Snow today. High of 22. Please be extremely careful in flurries for tomorrow. And a high only of 22. Low. The low is supposed to be overnight about 3 degrees. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And we're talking about Alice Madden not getting in the race. Thank you, too, by the way, Speaker, for not tipping us off here on this show that you weren't going to do it. We had to read it in the Denver Post. Thank you, even though we were big backers of your effort. Anyway, which way do you go now? 303-713-7600. And let's jump on the phones, and we'll go to Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Oh, okay, just fighting my way through the snow and the ice here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, man, be careful.
Yeah, it's just a little slow here. I'm going like 25 miles an hour on Academy Boulevard.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, anyway, like you, I am also a firm believer in the primaries and, of course, the caucus system that we have here in Colorado. I happen to be a precinct co-chair down here in Pueblo County in my precinct. And so I encourage people to get involved in the process, you know, before the primaries, really, you know, going to the caucuses and the county assemblies and everything. But I think that's what gives us the best candidates. And I would also like to see debates between Bill Ritter and Gary Lindstrom. I'd also like to see a lot of debates between Bob Beaupre and Mark Holtzman so that people can see how thoroughly dangerous both of these people are, especially Beaupre.
Well, I agree 100%. I think they should debate, and one of the things we'll do probably next week is we'll probably send out an invitation to both Ritter and also to Lindstrom and ask them if they want to come on here and have a an hour get-together and discuss the issues, or maybe do it for a couple hours.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. Now, I understand your concern about Bill Ritter's stands, regarding a woman's right to choose, and I also understand your frustration about the majority leader not getting into the race. But I think probably the best thing we can do is, regardless of whichever candidate we put up for governor, we all need to do whatever it takes to get whichever of those candidates elected, and we need to make sure that we maintain the Democratic majority in both houses of the legislature, so that if the voter does win the election with the Democratic majorities in both houses of the legislature, there won't be any anti-abortion legislation reaching his desk.
Yeah, you know, I'm thoroughly committed to doing that. I mean, if he gets the nomination, and it looks like he probably will, but if he does, I mean, I'll support him. I'll vote for him. I'll give money to his campaign, even though you know, he's not my first choice. But that's why I wholeheartedly believe in the whole primary system, and that's why I like the idea that Lindstrom's in the race. And let's see how Lindstrom can perform when it's one on one between the two of them, between Lindstrom and Ritter. Let's see where it goes. Don't you think?
I agree completely. But the main thing is that we have to take we can't just focus on just one race here, being the governorship. We have to look at the big picture, and the big picture is that we need to get Democrats elected both at the state level and the local level and the national level. We need to take back the Congress. We need to take back the Senate. We need to maintain our majority in the legislature here in Colorado, and we need to take back the governor's office.
Yep, I agree. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And nobody wants to, just a couple of quick questions here. How important is the abortion issue to you in this whole thing? And then the other thing is, what about third parties? Do you feel like throwing the third parties or like throwing your vote away? Let's go to Ron in Castle Rock. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
A couple things. One on third party. I do think it's throwing your vote away, and I'll give you an example. Had in Ralph Nader in the first election with Bush and Gore, had those votes gone for D in Florida, we would have had a Democratic president.
Yeah, so
right there.
I'm inclined to believe the same way.
Yeah, so that's my first thing. But what I want to talk about, I really like this last caller. I think I wanted to talk. Let's think more globally as Democrats, okay?
All right.
In this situation, I really like Ritter. I've met the man. I think he's a quality guy, and I think people are getting too micro on this, right to choose thing. The governor job is so much; it's huge, and there's so many issues. I mean, you can imagine. So anyway, it's just too big. So what I was going to say is, what I like to do is on the Republican side, Holtzman cooked his goose on C and D. He fought it. He got beat on C. I think he's done. It's going to be Beaupre. Beaupre beat Mike Feeley by 151 votes, remember?
Yeah, no,
in the previous election.
I wasn't here when it happened, but I heard about it.
This thing went way down to the wire, okay? So he's totally beatable, and he's totally unimpressive. So I say we as Democrats across the state, I mean, it's Gary Lindstrom. I heard you interview him. Nice guy. He's put no money into the campaign. He's in my opinion, I like to see him debate. I just don't see him as a viable candidate because he's really not putting a machine together. And to fight the R's, you've got to put a machine together. And I think Ritter will do that. I think we should get behind Ritter. And I agree with the gentleman. We fought hard to get the D domination in our own state and house. Let's keep it going with the governor. And I say, let's look a little more globally at Bill Ritter. I think he'd be a great candidate. And he is our candidate. I don't see now anyone else stepping up. So that's my thoughts.
In other words, you would just basically discard Gary Lindstrom.
I think they should debate, but I said think he's a nice guy, but you know, I think he said, hey, I got, you know, $500 in my treasury, and you know, I have two or three volunteers, and you know, Jay, you've been in this business a long time. To really get into a governor's race, you got to have a machine, and you got to have a fair amount of money.
You got to have a lot of money, but the last thing I heard, Ritter only had like what, $750,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not very much.
No, it's not. But I think that Beaupre is totally unimpressive and beatable, and you know, I think that the state, they keep saying it's an R state. I think it's very purple and getting bluer all the time.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me though. Here's the thing I'm scared about Ritter. I'm scared of Ritter, and I have nothing to back this up other than what's in my fat gut. But I get this feeling of like with Ritter, if I were to vote for Ritter, and if we were all to line up and vote for Ritter. Are we going to get another Ken Salazar in the State House?
Because I wasn't here for the Salazar Mike Miles contest. I wasn't here for the Salazar Coors contest. But there's a story today, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this coming up next hour, that Salazar has agreed to join Bush on his NREL trip. And I really don't like Ken Salazar. I hate to say that, but I really just don't like him.
Well, I don't have any real feeling towards what you said. I was just more back on Ritter. And I'm just saying, as Dems, if we don't pull together now, I mean, we could get into a micro-fractioning of ourselves. But this third-party thing, IJ, to me, is a big mistake. I mean, it's a killer.
I think so. You know what? You and I are on the same page there. Hey, man, thank you. Be careful driving around out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. One line open at 303-713-7600. Liz in Denver says she doesn't like Ritter's message. Hang on, Liz. We'll get to your call coming up at 744, 60 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. High today, 22. Snow's falling out there. As I just said to Ron, and I'll say it to you, if you're behind the wheel, please be extremely careful. We got one line open at 303-713-7600. Alice Madden, House Majority Leader Alice Madden, says she's not going to run. Now it's down to Ritter and Lindstrom. And just a lot of questions about Bill Ritter. Like, if you vote for Ritter, do you get another Salazar? Are any of you... Well, there may be some of you out there, though, that are thrilled with Ken Salazar. I'm not particularly thrilled with him. Maybe it would be wrong protocol, and I'll get into this next hour, but maybe it would be wrong protocol to not to decline to appear with George W. Bush, but I don't know. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. Right now,
we're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now. And we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Continental and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
The Al Franken Show.
I have to imagine, don't you think that Cheney and Bush have gone hunting together? Now imagine if Cheney had shot the president. Can you imagine that? If he shot Bush like that, I think he's got a temper and he's kind of macho. I think Bush would have gotten up, and then I think they would have gone after each other, blasting each other like in a Tarantino movie.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's possible. These guys, I think, have short fuses.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime.
Action.
Movies, movies, movies.
I've never been more turned on in my life.
Oh. Every Sunday afternoon, Lifetime has your movies.
I can handle it.
At a time that belongs to you.
Are you serious?
You earned it. You deserve it. And it's all topped off by the U.S. television premiere of a brand new movie you won't see anywhere else.
This is beyond perfect.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime. It's your time. They're your movies. Only on Lifetime.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Okay, top three reasons I'm getting new appliances. Number three,
Oven temperature should never be a guessing game. Number two, the dishwasher drowns out the TV. And number one, the brand I want is now at the price I want.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 10% on all major appliances and get special deferred financing store-wide, but only through Monday. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Last year at the PBR World Finals, world champion Justin McBride tamed the beast.
Folks, Justin McBride has done it.
Now the beast is back, and revenge will be anything but sweet. Strap yourself in for an all-new season of the PBR Built for Tough Series. The toughest cowboys take on the baddest bulls.
Buttslinger, this might be his best year ever.
An all-new season of the PBR, Saturday and Sunday at 8 Eastern, only on OLN.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system. And when we offered you free professional installation, you were a stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is this Jesus Is Just All Right With You?
Yeah, it is.
Jesus Is Just All Right With Me. Absolutely.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow out there, high 22, and flurries tomorrow with a high only of 22. But if you want to complain about the weather, don't feel bad. I was talking to somebody who associated with the Ed Schultz show, Big Ed on this afternoon between 1 and 4. Guess what? Fargo, North Dakota this morning, where Ed lives and does the show, it was 1 degree. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be in Colorado. All right, we're talking about Alice Madden not in the race. Says no, she's not going to do it. That leaves Bill Ritter and Gary Lindstrom. Your take on it. Let's go to Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Liz.
First of all, now I'm craving a bean and cheese burrito.
Let's go get one. You know, screw
it. I've been at work for 3 hours, too, and I'm ready.
You know what? Forget the show. Just come swing by here and get me, and we'll go get one, and, you know, they can put on whatever they want to put on.
Extra onions, all that good stuff.
You got it.
You know, I'm a little tired of the whole issue of the abortion issue, because it's like when he was on your program and I did call in, there was not one thing that I liked that he said. He was too conservative. And, you know, this always settling for somebody who is moderate or name recognition, this is what has got us into these problems in the first place. This is why we always end up with, you know, with these conservative so-called Democrats. And, I'm a little tired of it because, yeah, there was not one thing that I liked that he said. Everything that Lindstrom has said, I like.
Well, The problem is that Gary Lindstrom, I like everything he had to say, too. But as one of the previous callers said, he doesn't have the cash. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, if we end up with Ritter, and it looks like we probably will end up with Ritter, then what do you do? I mean, you got to vote for him because there isn't anybody else to vote for. And it's like, oh, no, here we go down the same road again. And, I just can't get into any third-party candidate. And I got this blistering blowout letter from this guy who has an ego the size of a DIA who's running against some state representative or something somewhere on a third party platform, and he was like taking me to task over third parties, but I maintain it's like throwing your vote away.
Well, and I absolutely agree. And if Ritter does get the nomination, then yes, I will vote for him. However, my point being is that all of these people that, you know, we've got to get rid of this mentality in the first place of all of this, oh, name recognition and this, that, and the other. It's like, we need to get rid of that first and start working on these people who actually believe in what we believe in.
All right, how about this idea? How about there's a primary, Gary Lindstrom's on the ballot. Folks like you and I who like Gary Lindstrom, we vote for him. But if Gary Lindstrom doesn't win, then what do we do?
Well, unfortunately, we're left with no choice, aren't we? Because we can't have both pray.
Well, listen, I'm going to vote for Gary Lindstrom. There's no question about it.
And I'm sending him a check, too. And I think that's the thing. I think that if we back these individual people, instead of just letting it ride with whatever Democratic nomination there is, I think that we'll start to see some change and we'll start getting better people nominated and elected. I could be completely wrong, but I'm hoping that's what will happen, and we'll get some wake-up calls, especially in the light of what happened with the Paul Hackett.
All right, Liz. Thank you. Be careful out there.
Hey, thanks. If I was closer, I would swing by and bring you a burrito.
All right. Well, we'll get together. We'll get together for lunch soon.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have one of these lunches at a selected. And here, you know what? Here's the ground rules. I've talked about this before. I was thinking about it last night as I was tossing, turning, and trying to get to sleep. And I'm going to do this for sure. So check this out. We're going to get together for lunch. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to do it unsupervised. I'm going to announce the place on the radio. We're going to show up. Everybody pays for their own. And P.S., the radio station will not be involved. So there won't be any management there to tell us how to conduct ourselves. Deal? Deal. And we'll do it soon, as soon as the weather warms up a little bit. Let's go to Lori in Littleton. Lori, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to say that I'm really tired of all of these people, predominantly men, calling up and saying and being in the news and saying that women need to understand that there are bigger issues than abortion. When I start hearing right-wing freaks backing laws that say if you get somebody pregnant, you are married and you are responsible for supporting that family, then you'll see how men will begin to think, oh, this is important. Because right now, men just can't, they have the ability to walk away. I mean, granted, many of them don't, but they have that choice. And they need to understand that women are put in a position of, you know, if they end up pregnant for whatever reason, they have to, you know, if they can't have an abortion, then they either have to raise the child, or if they give it away to it and not know whatever happens to it or how it's being raised or whatever. And this is a showstopper for me going forward.
Let me ask you an important question, though. All right, so it's a showstopper for you, so you vote for Gary Lindstrom, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Lindstrom doesn't win. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not going to say he's not going to win, but let's just say he doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Then the nominee is Ritter. Then what do you do?
I will not vote for him.
Well, so you're not going to vote for anybody?
I will vote for a pro-choice Republican or a pro-choice third party before I vote.
A third party is like throwing your vote away.
Well, Ken Salazar. Just because they're Democrat doesn't mean they're going to be good. I mean, you look at the conducted himself, and that means nothing.
Yeah, that's a point well scored. I understand that. I struggle over this. I'm honest enough to get on the air here, and I struggle over it just like you do. I just struggle over what to do. That's all.
And I don't see Ritter as being better than a Republican. So it doesn't matter to me anymore. I mean, if he's going to squelch my right to control my own body, he is of no value to me as a representative.
All right, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Lori.
All right.
Let me. Are we out of time? All right. You know what? For those of you that are hanging on, Ames in Inglewood, Marianne on a cell phone. And Marianne, you've been there a while, so if you need to call back again, go ahead and do it. And Larry and Conifer, and I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I want to get into this thing about Salazar, but we'll continue the string of the Ritter conversation going, and then I'm going to blend the Salazar conversation in as well. And I got another critical, important question to ask you, too. So we're going to do all of this. So here's the deal. If you're on the line now, and you want to be assured a place in this discussion, hang on. I know it's tough. Go put the phone down. Go get something to drink. Do whatever you got to do. Have a bean burrito. And then when we get back on the other side, I'll put you back on.
If you're out there and you want to get in on this, dial in now, because if there's a busy signal, as soon as the phone...
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a two-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. One top Washington political analyst says the furor over Vice President Cheney's hunting accident should blow over in a couple of days. Stuart Rothenberg says Cheney helped himself by going public and taking full responsibility. A short time ago, the White House said President Bush is satisfied with what Cheney said. CBS's Bob Schieffer says some old-fashioned jawboning made him step up to the plate.
We're told that the president did not personally talk to him, but clearly his people went to the vice president himself and said, you know, we got to get this straightened out.
Could Cheney still face legal action? CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen doubts it.
Being careless is not a crime. So unless there's some startling information that no one has made public yet, I think the vice president is free from any criminal liability.
A new government safety regulation could help Americans rest easy at night. CBS's Barry Bagnato explains.
Supporters of a proposed rule on mattress flammability say it would prevent up to 270 deaths every year if the Consumer Product Safety Commission approves it today.
I think it's very significant. This will now put in place a standard for every state in the country.
State Fire Marshals Association expert Robert Polk says California has a similar standard that many national mattress makers already follow.
Refiners say they can produce cleaner burning gasoline without using ethanol or MTBE, a chemical suspected of causing cancer. So the federal EPA is dropping a rule that requires one or the other in gasoline sold in the smoggiest cities. Energy analyst Peter Butel says drivers probably won't notice any difference at the pump.
The change that ethanol would bring is not enough to really not be hidden in the day-to-day fluctuations that we're seeing anyway.
A Russian Olympic athlete could be in trouble. CBS's Steve Futterman has that from the Winter Games.
Olga Pilova has been suspended after failing a drug test. She won a silver medal on Monday and was supposed to take part in another event today, but withdrew at the last moment. She does have the right to appeal, but if the suspension is upheld, Pilova would lose her medal and face a two-year ban.
The suburban Boston man accused of shooting his wife and infant child is back from his native England to face arraignment on murder charges a few hours from now. Defense lawyer Elliot Weinstein says Neil Entwistle intends to plead not guilty.
From that moment forward, all of our efforts will be to see that he receives the fairest of trials with the expectation of him being exonerated.
Shouts of joy in the streets of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Reaction to the word that popular former president Rene Paval has been declared the outright winner of last week's presidential election. Iraq's human rights minister wants the United States to hand over all Iraqi inmates under its control. The demand follows the release of previously unseen graphic photos of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up a point and a half. The Nasdaq Composite is higher by a little bit more than 3 points. This is CBS News.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Friday. Get awesome deals throughout the store, like the Acer Notebook with AMD Turion 64 mobile technology, complete with DVD-CD combo drive for just $700. Or get a sweet 17-inch Norwood Micro LCD monitor for just $179.99. Save a bundle this Friday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. All offers after savings and rebates, prices vary in Connecticut, quantities limited, see store for details.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, it's going to be a tough one this morning. Highways are jam-packed, and crews are dealing with a bunch of accidents. We have one in the median in the clearing stages at C-470 in Santa Fe. Also have a crash down south on I-25 at Bellevue. Northbounders also seeing some trouble with a couple cars tangled up at Arapahoe. And we have a wreck on Highway 287 at Dillon Road. Another one on the diagonal at 63rd and South Boulder Road, also slowing because of a crash at 76. And then in Denver, another accident working for you at 35th in Colorado. Now, on to the forecast. It's cold.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net.
am760.net.
Here you go.
This is the last week to participate in the Thermal Advantage Energy Efficiency Test. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call now.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 22, snow out there. You see it falling. And low tonight, somewhere around 3 or 4. 303-713-7600. We'll get back on the phones here. We're talking about the whole Bill Ritter, Alice Madden situation. Alice Madden, Majority Leader of the House, deciding not to run yesterday. Thank you, Majority Leader, for the heads up. I want to bring Ken Salazar into the discussion as well, but I want to remind you, AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you the chance to bid on a seat at my table. Sit with Mary and I at their event. Simply go to am760.net. Now, this event is coming up at the Larimer County Democratic Dinner, Saturday, March 18th. You can bid at am760.net. That's to sit at the table with Mary and I. At the Larimer County Democrats' dinner, this is where Joe Wilson will be speaking, so we hope that you'll contribute to a good campaign and a good cause, rather, I should say, and also join us for dinner. And I'll be on my best behavior and probably even be dressed up, which you have no idea how hard that is for me to do. So I'm going to have to make my yearly pilgrimage over to Kaufman's and get some clothes because, you know, I lost that 20, 25 pounds now. Everything's baggy. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and I wanted to bring up the thing about Salazar too. That Senator Ken Salazar says he's agreed to appear with President Bush during a planned visit to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado next week. Salazar said Tuesday he was invited during a visit Tuesday to the White House, where Bush met with a bipartisan group of senators and asked them to help craft an action plan for energy independence. And the Bush administration has not officially confirmed the visit to the NARL in Golden. The lab in Colorado, by the way, is facing possible job cutbacks that activists blame on Republican-backed budget cuts, and you know that a lot of people have called this radio station with that complaint. If you're Ken Salazar, do you appear with George W. Bush. And let me throw something else in here, too. I want to throw something else in here, too. Are you happy with Ken Salazar? And I'm trying to gauge, like, where you are politically, how far left or how much of a moderate you are in listening to the radio station. All right, let's jump back on the phones. And Ames in Inglewood has been hanging on, and I thank him for his patience. Ames, go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
You know, like a lot of arguments, the problem with this comes down to semantics more than anything else. You know, to say that you're pro-choice means that anybody else is anti-choice. To say that you're pro-life means anybody else is anti-life. And these terms have become so loaded that, you know, I think we really need to redefine the argument. What we need to start talking about is prevention versus prohibition. And that's really, you know, one of the things that I think the Democratic Party ought to do is they ought to seize on this opportunity to say, look, we don't want people to go out and have abortions. What we want to do is we want to give them the education and the tools that they need in order to make a responsible choice.
But I think a lot of Democrats are saying that. I think a lot of Democrats are putting it on that basis. I think a lot of Democrats are saying that it should be rare, you know, that that it should be legal, but it should be rare, that it shouldn't be your first choice. I think they're making that. I think that there's a and without getting off on the whole you know, pro-choice, pro-life, anti-choice deal. I mean, for a lot of people, including myself, I think it's an issue of privacy and the government getting into your medical life.
Right. And I agree with you, and I have heard that message coming out of some Democrats, but what I think they need to do is they start need to distancing themselves as much as possible from the pro-life, pro-choice rhetoric that's out there. You know, and when people, you know, are hearing that less and less, you know, maybe they're going to start focusing on what this is really about. You know, it is about the opportunity to make choices and make educated decisions.
Well, I don't find what you're saying, you know, to be wrong necessarily. The only thing I would say to you is that the unique thing about us as a country, I think, is that we all have our issues. Some of us, I mean, for all of us, there is some or two or three or four issues that are really, really hot button issues. They're really issues that set you off. I have mine. I'm sure you've got yours. I would say a woman's right to choose or a woman's right to privacy is among mine. It's not at the top of the list, but it's certainly there. And I'm sure you've got yours. So when you end up in a situation where you're looking at voting for a candidate and that candidate doesn't happen to agree with you on one of your hot-button issues or one of the things that matters to you, don't you have a tendency, in human nature, you have a tendency to kind of back off and say, well, you know, I'm not so enthusiastic about this person?
Yeah, well, generally, I don't try and vote a party line. I really do try and look at the issues that are raised in the platform that a candidate has.
I used to not vote a party line, but I'll tell you something. The way this country's going now, I'm almost deadlocked into voting one.
Yeah. I can totally understand that, you know, and it really does come down to that lesser of two evils.
Well, you know what it comes down to? I'll tell you what it comes down to. And I would go on any conservative talk station and I would make this statement. The Republican Party are cowards. They're rubber stampers and they're cowards. And we have no checks and balances in this country because they sit on their fat half moons and won't do a damn thing about anything. They won't look into their own. And I don't care how conservative you are, I don't care how much of a Republican you are, there are certain things that are going on, okay, on a national level and on a state level, because it reflects off, that we know is absolutely wrong. And they won't lift a finger to fix it.
Yeah, like the second Downing Street memo that came out. You know, we've heard virtually nothing about this.
That's right.
Or so-called second Downing Street memo.
That's right. And I think the biggest example is the NSA.
Yeah.
All right, pal. Ames, thank you, man. I appreciate your input. Good call.
Cheers. Pleasant day.
Okay. Pleasant days. We can make it with the snow out there, right? Okay, let's go to Paul in Inglewood. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, on the subject of Bill Ritter, I'm saying that you don't have to be black or brown to dislike his sense of justice. The 30-some-odd police shootings that he whitewashed, for cops that can't even tell a pop can from a handgun, things like that, you know, that's my hot button issue. I want the police to be good at what they do, and if they don't weed out the bad amongst them, and I know why they don't. They don't jump on that because they feel their job's on the line. They're kind of a military organization. You don't speak out against, you know, you draw that.
You'd be surprised the amount of outspoken people there are in the police department. Now, whether management in the police department has a tendency to listen or not is a whole other question, and if there are those avenues. But no, cops are some of the biggest gripers and speaker-outers that I know of. And Mary and I have a lot of police officers who are friends, majority of them in the Denver Police Department. And they're some of the biggest gripers that I know of. And, you know, they pale in comparison to me. But the point is, are there the avenues? And you got to question management sometimes. About what goes on there. And then, you know, you've got another thing. I think that what you're bringing up about these police shootings, and I hear it often and I hear it a lot, you know, I think those are one of the things that I think should be critically examined during a primary.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, Ritter's management, I mean, he was the DA when he let all those things slide. What do your police friends tell you about those shootings that are just way off the wall, way out of bounds?
Okay, here's the only thing they've ever told me about it. And I'm not quoting names, but I had one police officer tell me that they believed that Ritter was lazy.
Ah.
That was what I was told, Ritter was lazy. Yeah. They didn't say anything about the police shootings either way. They made no comments about that. They made no comments about the individual cases. They just said, as a DA, they believed he was lazy.
As for Beaupre, we don't need a Republican banker helping his rich friends out, using the government to pad all their bottom lines. We've seen what a rich president, a Republican president, will do for the rich. We don't need a governor that's the same. That's whatever we do. We don't need that.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
All right, let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Okay.
Man, what strange times we live in. The vote came down in the Democratic Party, at least in the primaries, between Mike Miles and Salazar. The word, I mean, my wife and I have friends who are, highly placed near the Democratic chair and attorneys who are Democrats. The word came down in the party, vote for Salazar, because he was Mr. Name Recognition versus Coors at the time. And, my wife,
Let me ask you. When you say the word came down, what do you be more specific about that?
We have attorney friends who are in the Democratic Party in the chairman's office, and they said, "Look, folks, if we're going to win, if we're going to do this, the senatorial race, Mike Miles is progressive and intelligent and fabulous a candidate as he is. In terms of name recognition, Salazar is the guy you got to vote for." My wife voted for Miles in the primary. I went with Salazar, and then once,
Are you happy with Salazar?
No.
I'd really like to know if the listeners of this radio station are really happy with this guy as their senator. I'm not happy with him. I just wonder if I'm alone on this.
Well, here's the conundrum that we're all facing now. It's exactly the same as Ritter. The Democratic Party has placed this conservative Democrat up, and what choice do we have? I agree with the woman who called a little bit ago. It's just like, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to vote for Mr. Name Recognition, and I think Ritter is going to be exactly like Salazar. He's going to do a lot of wanky stuff. And then on the abortion issue in Colorado, what happens? It'll be dumped in the lap of the states to decide what to do with abortion biz when the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court rules, they start tearing away at Roe v. Wade. It becomes a state's issue. And what happens when we've got a guy like Ritter? You know, I'll vote for him, Jay. I'll vote for him if he's all.
Yeah, see,
got.
I will too. I'm going to vote for Lindstrom in the primary, but I'll vote for Ritter if he's the only one out there. But
it's up to us. I mean, in these primaries, if there was some way to get Lindstrom, you know, fluffed up and made pretty for all the voters out there, you know, with these progressive issues he's got in hand, if there was some way to make him look good and saleable. But that's the conundrum. That's where we're at right now.
Well, the only way to make him good and look good and make him saleable is to give him money.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's the only way. I mean, all right, you know what, and I'm not trying to run a 24-hour campaign commercial here for him. I'm just saying, and this goes for Ritter, too. I mean, if you believe in either of those two candidates, then the only thing that's going to make any difference is you got to give them money. That's all you can. You know what? And that's the or go out and work for them. But the bottom line is they got to have bread. You got to have cash.
Well, there's also that name recognition. That's how Salazar got to where he was. I mean, versus Coors, who else could we have put up with? Mike Miles is brilliant, but there was no real name recognition statewide.
You know,
now we end up with Salazar, and the thing with Salazar is he's now agreeing to be window dressing for another one of Bush's lies. Bush is going to, you know, say something.
Let me ask you. Final question here. I ask everybody this calls in. Should Salazar have snubbed Bush and said no?
He should start snubbing Bush, just to make a point.
All right, Larry. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jay.
Stay warm.
Yep.
All right. Salazar snubbed Bush over this golden appearance. Are you happy with Salazar? What about Ritter and Lindstrom? We got all this stuff out on the table, on the electronic table here this morning. With one line open at 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for being, you know.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
When the whips head for gold, a new night, a new hero. Be there for all the excitement. The Olympics tonight starting at 7, only on 9 News, where news comes first.
Top three reasons I'm celebrating President's Day with a paintbrush. Number three, the votes are in, and it's unanimous. We're painting the den. Number two, it's time to trade in colonial white for cherry tree red. And number one, I'm saving $20.
Through February 20th, get $20 off 5-gallon buckets of Behr interior and exterior paint, waterproofers, and stains. And $5 off 1-gallon cans. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Oil is the lifeblood of your engine, and AutoZone is the place to go for the oil you need. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil plus any Fram oil filter in stock for a special low price of just $10.99. You heard it right, only $10.99. So change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles and get more life out of your car. And get in the zone. AutoZone.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nice snowy morning. Always a good time for a little Hendrix as I put on my FM music voice. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8, high today, 22 snow. Please be careful out there. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones coming up after 9 o'clock. Whole cement mixer of stuff here, including the fact that Alice Madden will not be in the race. So now it's Lindstrom and Ritter, and your feelings about that. Also, Ken Salazar to join Bush on the NAREL trip out there in Golden. And should Salazar snub Bush, and are you happy with Salazar? And it's we're also covering ground of stuff that we've covered in the last 2 to 3 days. This whole struggle about what do you do with this unique thing in this country called democracy, in which I revel and look forward to a primary. I don't think Gary Lindstrom can beat Bill Ritter, but I'm certainly going to vote for him. But then what? If Ritter wins, what do? You can't sit home, can you? We've had some people call up and say that they would. Here's Jan in Inglewood. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to call a couple days ago when you were having kind of a rough time with callers and let you know that for every crummy caller you get, you've got 10 out here who love you and are getting an education.
Well, thank you. You know, the rough time I have with callers, though, is self-inflicted. Because I said this morning at 6:30. I'll say it again, and I don't want to belabor it. But I am bipolar. I am struggling with my meds. I'm having a hard time. They're switching them over. I got a great doctor. But you go through a period when you switch over where things can be rough. And it's very, very hard to come to work. And I've been giving Mary a hard time at home, and it's very, very rough. But I'll be straightened out in the next couple of weeks. But it's been bad enough that I thought of going to the management and saying, you know, listen, I got a couple of comp days coming. Maybe I should just take one on a Monday and hang loose. But it'll get better. So it's my fault, and I accept full responsibility, unlike the current administration in power. Okay, next up.
I'm not happy with Ken Salazar, but he knows it. I did vote for Mike Miles initially. The problem is, and I've enjoyed so much the conversations, and I forget who the congressman was you were talking to yesterday, we need to public fund elections and get the big bucks out of here, because they're essentially buying these candidates, and I think that's what happened with Salazar. I think it's what happened with Ben Switchhorse Campbell.
Do you think these guys were bought, or do you think that they were that way all along, and then they ran as moderates, but because they ran as Democrats, I wasn't here for either of those elections. Campbell was already a Republican by the time I got here, and I was gone when Salazar ran. I mean, did we accept them because they had the letter D after their name?
You know, I don't know. I do think that public funding would be the answer, and get the private money, the business money, the corporate greed money away from who is in office.
Yeah, I'm with you. I favor public financing of campaigns. John McCain used to favor it, too, but then he backpedaled now all of a sudden and doesn't favor it. But maybe that's because he's planning to run in 08. Yeah, I think it's the best bet is to get the money away from the candidates. I agree 100%. But then I also wonder, too, you know something? I also wonder, too, if there are guys out there who, as I said before, I mean, they're moderates or they're what you would consider to be Joseph Lieberman-type conservative Democrats, but folks like you and I mean, we'll vote for them because they got a D after their name. Because, you know what, no matter how many emails I get, and I get all these emails from people about third parties, I still believe in my heart that voting for a third party, for the most part, is a waste of time.
I don't necessarily vote a straight Democratic ticket. I try and vote for the candidate or the issue. And I'm a nurse, so health care is my deal. I think health care in this country is just appalling.
I do, too.
And I'm currently unemployed and currently uninsured.
Oh, jeez.
And as far as the pro-life, you know, pro-choice issue, it's pro-birth. What happens to these kids after they're born?
Well, that's a debate we never really, you know, we never really have in this country. And it's a debate we ought to have, and you're right, it's something that ought to be introduced into the equation, and maybe, you know, next time I see Bill Ritter, maybe next time he agrees to come on the show, maybe I'll ask him just that. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
One open at 303-713-7600. Here's Linda in Crested Butte. Linda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the power of the DLC and the conservative corporate wing of the Democratic Party. You know, they were the ones that really pushed Howard Dean out of the race. And they did the same thing to Mike Miles when Jim Gibson of the Colorado DLC sent emails out just slamming the left-wing politics of the people that had voted for him in Pueblo. And, of course, this is the same sort of thing right now. We have this brilliant opportunity with an open seat for governor. And we have a candidate who is triangulated so far to the right that he might as he's a dino, you know, Democrat in name only. And just as there has been a struggle we talk about for the Republican Party with between the very religious right, there is a struggle right now for the Democratic Party. And I think that the progressive wing is really the wing that can tell the truth and get the votes. And we need to fight for Gary Lindstrom and put money in there, too.
Well, I agree. I mean, I'm voting for him. And look, I'm not encouraging people to do this. This is not a fundraiser for Gary Lindstrom. But I am saying this. You want to know where I'm coming from? I'm voting for him. I'm going to write him a check. I'm going to send him a little money. You know, I'm behind him. I support him. I think he's the best, better of the two choices. But will he win?
I think he can win, and that's the deal. I mean, we are all, so many of us, are disappointed with Salazar, the two Salazars. I mean, we have a Salazar who represents my district who voted to gut the Endangered Species Act. Mm. You know, they both voted for the bankruptcy law. You know, Ken introduced Gonzalez. I mean, how many disappointments do we need from our Democrats until we learn that we don't need more Joe Liebermans in Congress? We need more Bernie Sanders in Congress, more Barbara Boxers.
I agree. Listen, you know what? You and I are talking on the same page.
I knew we would be.
I mean, I'm with you 100%. Or yeah, you know, and don't think that I'm not like you. I mean, I said, you know, when you're driving down the road, when you're laying in bed at night, when, you know, when you're doing every day, and you start thinking about this stuff, you start turning it over in your head about, like, well, what am I going to do if so-and-so and so-and-so? And maybe that's just my, you know, mental health neurotic behavior. But I sit here and think about this, you know, about real-world circumstances, okay? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you end up having somebody who's running who you just can't? I mean, what do you hold your nose? You vote for a third party, it doesn't help. What do you do?
I am sick of holding my nose, so I'm going to get out there and work for Gary, as I've worked for so many progressive candidates over the years, and I'm sick of being disappointed. But I will, you know, I will keep trying.
That's all
and,
you can do.
I mean, I kept sending John Hickenlooper, you know, messages. I met him in New York last. I was in New York. He was on the same flight as my significant other. And we sat and talked, and I'm like, why didn't you do it?
Tonight, Olympic action continues from Torino. Three-time world champion Yevgeny Plushenko of Russia seeks the gold that eluded him 4 years ago. But Johnny Weir carries America's hopes to challenge the Russian powerhouse. And medals are up for grabs in two new Olympic events. American Seth Westcott is favored in snowboard cross, the Rock'em Sock'em race down the super slick mountainside. And Chad Hedrick leads an American trio ready to burn up the ice in the speed skating team pursuit race. Catch all of the Olympic excitement tonight on NBC.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana. Located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Deuce. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $29.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest DSL.
Well, wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed and features for a lot less money. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest DSL. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer expires February 21st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Here's a man responsible for forcing accountability on the Bush administration. Ambassador Joe Wilson, the man behind the headlines, tells the truth about Flamegate, live in Fort Collins, March 18th. For details and reservations, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org.
I want to tell you about a gutter system I have on my home called LeafGuard. It's a one-piece new gutter system that repels dirt, debris, leaves, pine needles, ice, and snow. And fully installed, it's less expensive than those retrofitted gutter cover-ups. If you're going to invest in your home, at least get all new gutters at the same time. Call LeafGuard of Colorado, 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems, fix them for good.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete LeafGuard system.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah.
Cannon through the bathroom window.
Doesn't he live here in Colorado, I believe? Joe Cocker? Or am I confusing him with Ginger Baker? 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Okay, I open my fat mouth. I go like, oh, it's not snowing. Now I look outside, it's snowing again. Thank you. High today, 22. Snow. Be careful out there, will you please? All right, let's get back to the phones. We're talking about the whole Salazar, Ritter, Lindstrom dynamic. About Alice Madden not running. House Majority Leader Alice Madden saying she's not going to run. And how happy are you with Ken Salazar? He's going to make this appearance with George W. Bush and Golden. Let's get back on the phones. Here we go to Juan, who's been hanging on his cell phone. Juan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, first I wanted to say that, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of Bill Ritter, but, you know, he's not as conservative, I guess, as some new colleagues have sort of made him out to be. I mean, yes, he's not exactly pro-choice, but he's not anti-abortion. I mean, excuse me, he's not anti-choice, I should say. I forget what his position was. But that's not unusual, though. There's a lot of us out here that sort of feel that a woman has the right to choose, but we don't exactly, you know, embrace the idea of abortion.
But I don't think anybody who supports a woman's right to choose in embraces the idea of it. I think that, as I said to another caller, I think that it ties up into a lot of areas, and one of them is medical privacy and family decisions where the government shouldn't be involved.
Right, and that's true, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, Bill Ritter, well, I mean, again, he's not exactly my first choice. I think he would make a good governor. I mean, definitely there's better candidates out there. We just have to sometimes not get so hung up on one particular issue, because we're going to lose the governorship if we don't actually sort of band behind Bill Ritter, at least. I mean, yeah, okay, he's the most viable candidate, just because, kind of like what everyone's been saying, he has the money, he has the name recognition.
So in other words, and those of us who are going to vote for and back Gary Lindstrom, we shouldn't do that?
No, that's not what I'm saying. For example, I supported Mike Miles wholeheartedly. I voted for Salazar. I've ridden Salazar. I tell him I'm very disappointed with his performance. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't vote for the man again, because he, you know, for Salazar's fault, I mean, there's at least I'm hoping that there's some positives somewhere that are still to come, because he's still a junior senator. I'm being told that, well, you know, he has to sort of get his wings and he can't rock the boat just yet. You know, all these political things that
Yeah, but I mean, man, where do you come? Where do you come off? And they're introducing Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, yes, that's true. I mean, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It's politics. I mean, that's the thing that really frustrates. I mean, I think a lot of us is just that we want these people to be real, sort of like Mike Miles. You know, people that are articulate and that are passionate on what they believe and stand by their convictions, even if it's not necessarily the most, I guess, politically expedient position to take. I mean, we just have to do it sometimes. And that's, I think, sometimes where we as the voters, we have to sometimes cut just a little slack, not a lot of slack. And I think sometimes we, Democrats, we kind of like what you were saying, that we support people just because they have that D behind their name. And that then we should not do that. And we should let our politicians know that we're not going to support you just because you have that D behind your name. We're going to support you because you truly represent our views, not just in your political and not in just your campaign rhetoric, but in your votes.
Good points, man. Thank you, Juan. Appreciate it. Good call.
Thank you.
Just thinking while he was talking there, I was just thinking, because somebody gets into office and they get elected and they're a Democrat, does that mean that we own them since we're Democrats? I mean, what do they really owe us? What does representation really mean? Here's Russ on a cell phone. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I got to tell you, just to let you know, I've voted the party line the last three elections, and I'm going to continue to vote the party line. It's better to hope that the Democrats will get in and do something than to know the Republicans are going to suck no matter what when they're in.
Yeah, that's true.
But listen, kind of off topic, three things I wanted to say to you and listen to your response off the air. The first one is, you know, I heard you a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, talking to somebody about how the media works and why it is there's not a lot of educational programming on TV. And you're absolutely right on about that. I mean, there's not educational programming on TV because it doesn't sell. And the further I'd like to put to that is that the reason it doesn't sell is because, in my opinion anyway, there's a very large anti-intellectual movement in the United States. There's a few small percentage of highly educated and intelligent people that keep this country running, and a huge, vast majority of people that are there barely have a high school education and are proud of it.
Well, you know, as far as educational programs or even public service stuff on in the broadcast media, see, it used to be before deregulation, and you know something, Bill Clinton and Al Gore are part of this. They got to wear this big time. Radio stations, broadcast entities used to be compelled to run a certain amount of hours of public service stuff and educational stuff. They don't have to anymore. There's no regulation. There's no mandate to do it. And therefore, you're right. Since it doesn't earn money, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the next thing I wanted to say is, I'll tell you, the nagging fear that I have right now is that, you know, we are actually, you know, and it's just my fear, but it's a fear that we're actually, at this point, living in a dictatorship. We just don't know it.
Are you talking about like a highly managed society?
My fear is that basically the Republicans have all the control. They have the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch of government all sewn up. And they also have these Diebold voting machines. And my fear is that, you know, the exit polls in November this year are going to show 60%+ people voting Democrat. And then miraculously the Republicans are going to, you know, eke out a victory and control of the House.
I don't totally believe that. I think there's a couple of dynamics going on. Number one, if you go to bradblog.com, there are victories being scored over Diebold all the time in regards to these voting machines. Number two, there are a tremendous amount of people now in this country that are unhappy with the Republicans and are unhappy with the administration. That's why the hypersensitivity by some in the GOP over this whole Cheney thing with the shooting, because they're nervous. They got to face their constituents, and their constituents aren't happy. And three, I to a certain degree can see where people would buy in to the kind of managed society kind of aspect that we could be living in. But there's a couple of factors out there that are defeating that. One, huge one is the internet, and the other one is technology. Technology with iPods, technology with, as I said, the internet and computers, technology with Blackberries, technology with the innovations in cable TV, where you have Comcast, you've got Direct, then you've got Dish. For instance, there's a lot of alternative programming on both Dish and Direct. You just have to look for it. Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! Is on there, which I watch occasionally. I mean, some of it I'm not interested in, and then some of it I like and I see it. There's just a lot of more open alternatives out there. Plus, there's the emergence of this format, which wasn't around 5, 6, 7 years ago. I mean, I can remember, working in conservative radio where I was the only quote-unquote left guy on the air. You've got this. And while we're not, and this format is starting to spread. So I don't think things, and I'm a negative person by nature, Russ, but I don't think things are as bleak as they appear to be. I think a change is really coming. Now, if I turn out to be wrong, and on November November the 15th, after it's all said and done, or November the 7th or the day after or whatever, and it's all said and done, you can call me up, and I will say to you, Russ, you were right and I was wrong. But I really believe that there's a change coming. I feel it in my gut. I just do.
Believe me, Jay, I pray I'm wrong. I really hope that I'm wrong about this. The last thing I wanted to say, which actually kind of relates to that, is that, living out here in Denver, I have run into quite a few Republicans and talked to them about stuff. And the one thing that I've really been struck with, especially the lower income, lower education level Republicans, is that they're fanatics. They do not care. You can tell them Abramoff this, and you can tell them spy scandal that, you can tell them, the vice president shot somebody in the face, and their response is, yeah, so I don't care. As long as I get my gods, guns, gays, and abortion, the president could be Hitler himself reincarnated, I care.
Yeah, there's got to be a way around that, and I think part of the way around that is how you approach them, and I also think it has to do with whether you can demonstrate to them that in this president's misguided policies, that there's personal hurt involved in them, to them and their families. I've thought a lot about what you're bringing up, about how to get around that and about how to fight the values debate, which they seem to want to get to because they like it, because it seems to work for them. And I think what we have to do is we have to start taking things that are important like health care. We have to start taking things that are important like the environment. We have to start taking things important like foreign policy. And we have to tie them to a moral and just justice argument rather than just an argument because it's wrong. For instance, it is immoral. For instance, you ask them, are you Christian? Are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? What religion are you? Well, I'm so-and-so. Do you think that it's just? Do you think that it's right? Do you think it's morally right for kids to be in this state and to not have health care coverage? Do you think it's right for kids in this country not to have health care coverage? That's not a debate about, quote-unquote, socialized medicine. What that's a debate about is that's a debate about morality. That's a debate about morals, about what's right and wrong. And every religion talks about that.
Jay, I asked a guy that just about 2 weeks ago, and you know what he said? He said, we don't have and we don't like socialist programs because we're not a socialist country.
Well, yeah, I get that to them, too. So that's why I ask them, what religion are you? And they say, well, I'm Christian. I say, all right, well, then maybe what you and I need to do, because you need to show me because I don't know, but maybe what we need to do is maybe we need to sit down and go over the New Testament, and you show me what the New Testament has to say in regards to administering to the poor, and particularly about what the New Testament has to say about children. And let's examine some of that. And then if they back off from it, then you say, well, wait a minute, then I guess you're not a Christian, are you? Because you don't want to adhere to the Bible. I mean,
it's tough,
but you got to work your way around it somehow. And
I'm just saying that with the Democratic Party trying to reach out to some of these people on a larger scale and bring maybe some of the more moderate Republicans over to their side, we've got a tough road, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but let me end this conversation because I'm running out of time. But let me end it by saying to you, a lot of moderate Republicans are not going to take that kind of socialist extreme rhetoric. A lot of them don't ever engage in that. A lot of them don't go down that road. Hey, Russ, call me again, man. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. One line open.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Marry himself to reality.
Randy Rhoads, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system. And when we offered you free professional installation, you were a stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Your AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Tinsel will teach me never to open my mouth again about saying, well, you know, the snow. Well, it seems to have stopped. Because now it's snowing here. And you know what? When it's messy outside, the last thing you're going to do is go someplace and look for a car. I mean, most of us just aren't going to do that. That's one of the reasons why at Rocky's Autos, you can go to their internet site. You can go to their website and check out the inventory for yourself. Rockysautos.com. See their business philosophy. Check out the inventory. And then pre-qualify for a car loan. And if you see something you like, get in touch with the folks at Rocky's and they'll talk to you about the car. Rocky's got the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 beautiful-looking vehicles on the lot. Check it out. Good people working there, too, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Colby. And, you know, I talk about these people every day, Spanky, because they work in there, too. Like the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv and Colby. And, you know, I talk about these people every day, Spanky, because they work in there, too. Like the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv and Colby. And
it's free! And now, a brand-new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
AM760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats have your chance to bid on a seat at Ambassador Joseph Wilson's Day during the